Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the 21st of the 4th month, 2025. It is a Monday evening and the time is 21:01. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about feminism. We're talking about feminism in an African context and we're talking about feminism and what it means to us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when we hear the concept feminism, I feel like so many people have diluted the term in itself, and so many people have put the term into little corners and little boxes where it doesn't actually fit, that the meaning and the definition in itself has been somewhat watered down and somewhat diluted and somewhat made into something that it hasn't been, or it just doesn't represent its true essence. And also, ladies and gentlemen, when we're talking about feminism, we're talking about a matriarch, we're talking about a queen, we're talking about queen mother of the tribe, we're talking about equality, we're talking about gender roles, we're talking about everything that has to do with a woman and everything that has to do with the role of a man and the role of a woman. When we put these two terms together, when we put everything onto the table, what do we see? When we hear feminist, I am a feminist, I am in support, right? I am a person that supports equal rights for women. Equal rights for women. Now, when we hear equal rights for women, good evening.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, darling. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now I'm better. Like, I'm also just talking from a Shikisha point of view. So tonight we are talking about a feminine movement. Mm-hmm. So when you hear, that somebody is a feminist, what do you hear? What do you understand by it?
Somebody is a feminist from the word female.
Like, oh no, I'm a feminist. Like, the matriarch is a feminist.
Yeah, for you to say that, those things are what comes in my mind is just this word strong.
Mm-hmm.
You are strong.
Mm-hmm.
Just those words that describe feminism. Yeah.
Okay, so you hear women power, you hear women empowerment. Oh, what exactly? Like, if I said, okay, Aina, define feminist in your own understanding. Not necessarily with going back onto the dictionary, but just a thought.
I think
the definition of feminism. You have to move to the side where there is network in the house, please.
Are you not hearing me properly?
I'm hearing you to some degree, but not the way I want in my life.
Okay. Hearing me now.
Are you speaking from earphones? Because I don't want you to hang up. Are you speaking from earphones or what?
From earphones, it's just that I have a flu.
Now I can hear you. No, it was not the flu, it was the network.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you hear? You said strong woman or what?
The way that I understand feminism, just in my own definition.
Yeah.
I can define it as English. No, I don't know how to start.
Okay.
Just start. I don't know.
But what do you think it, like, okay, I understand that you don't know how to start, because I think with the word in itself, right, and everything that has been associated to it, it's very difficult to just define just like that.
Just to put it
just like that. So maybe we can talk about in things that are connected to feminism. What do you think is connected to feminism?
What I think is connected to feminism.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a woman who feels that woman is power, mm-hmm. has power, without, some can say I'm a feminism without a man. I feel power. I'm strong without a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some now, can say mm-hmm. opposite.
Okay. So are you strong without a man? I'm axing. I'm axing. It's an axe.
I don't wanna lie,
mm-hmm.
but yes, I think strong in which sense? Wow.
That is that. Is that one? Which more on condom chicken? Okay, so okay, you are an Oshiwambo speaking woman, right?
Yes, I am.
Can you give me a rough idea of what your household looks like? In terms, like who's leading the house? What does the leader of the house do? Who's the leader of your tribe? Who's the leader of your clan? Ezimojeniari government ngwa kuje. Tell me about yourself there.
Here at home, let mm-hmm. me start here at home. The person that is leading our house,
mm-hmm.
it's my grandmother.
Okay. Why?
Because her husband passed on, I think, 33 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So, and she didn't get another husband. She doesn't want those things. A person only has one husband per lifetime. Okay. Cool. All right. So your grandmother is the head of your household?
Yes, she is.
Okay. What does she do that makes her the head of the household?
She do a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to her,
mm-hmm.
I think when her husband passed on,
mm-hmm.
the family most, I don't know if it only happens in this tribe, whereby when... Let me say you and I are married, and then you are my husband, and then you passed on, and then your family does not want me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to move out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so she moved out, and mm-hmm. then she started over, and she just started over with that strongness, you know, believing in God, and
you know, with that strongness, yeah, she was a strong girl, you know. Believing uh-huh. in God. And what else did she do?
She has cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And also a field.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've stayed with her for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think ever since I was a small kid.
Mm-hmm.
She always tells us this in Oshivambo Kucha. Kuchokarong kurukavi kara uno ongo be kuchokatana kamuino dinwa kantu, something of
that. Yay! Ina dinwa kantu. What's that?
Apparently, mm-hmm. if you have a cattle, an animal, people will fear you,
mm.
even if it's old. Mm.
Those
are her words, actually.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Apart from that, she has a garden, she has a field, she. Yeah, and also a house.
Mm.
Yeah.
And before the husband? Before the husband passed away?
That one I wouldn't really know because the husband passed on before I was born.
Mm.
But according to her, mm. she always used to tell us Akuja when the husband was alive, mm-hmm. they're living a good life.
Okay.
But after the husband passed on, the family, the other family from the husband's side,
mm.
Didn't want her anymore, actually. And then mm-hmm. she just decided to distance herself. Because apparently she was given an offer, kucha,
mm-hmm.
just go out, to katungane nge gomboko kuru yepsamos. Mati onarino, they have those big mangolos.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I know. I'll just move out. Actually, because we get the charity there, para and the capital of so in that case, will it not go in hand with whatever what you are talking to today?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I call my grandma a feminism, mm. because she's strong.
Okay. So when we are talking about, the feminist movement, right? We are talking, if you are a feminist, we say that a feminist is someone who supports equal rights for women. So, when we talk about your grandmother.
Only equal rights for women.
Equal rights for women. Now, the thing is that, we are a bit shaky. We are a bit shaky on the whole thing, and that's why we're bringing in Tate Benny Mulongeni to come and school us. You know, he's coming to school us, so you must actually listen, and then he'll come and school us, and then after he schools us, then we can come in nicely, because at the end of the day, when we go with the Oxford, definition of feminism, right? It is defined as a person who supports the equal rights of women. But then if we are looking at it from an African concept, right, we would say that the African movement in terms of feminism, right, is a movement that strives to achieve gender equality but not subject men to cruelty. So it's like we also want a chance to play, but it is not by shooting the men down. It's not by stomping on the men. It's not by getting to the top by killing the men or oppressing the men. It's not slavery. It's not violent. It's not war against the men. But then when we look at feminists in a lens of the Europeans or the other side, in my opinion, it looks more like the feminists on the other side are against men to some degree. So now if we are looking at the definition per itself without anything else added to it, and we look at your grandmother's situation, right? What your grandmother was fighting for was for equal rights, and equal rights was to own land, to own cattle, to own a field, and to be happy. And not to be subjected to the cultures or to somebody's feeling towards her. Like, I don't want you, so you don't deserve anything of my brothers. Eh? My brother is the one that wanted to marry you, so when he's dead, we don't want you anymore, so everything otoshi thihipo, and then you must just inda. You understand? That is most now unfair treatment. And this was not something that was done to men, because it was said that mostly the people that had wealth within our tribes back in the day, and this is under correction, right? Most of the people that had wealth is the men. So even if you are chased to go, if everything belongs, kezim on don.
Yeah,
so that's why your grandmother till today can say something like on tu ino dinikakantu karauno katana karauno karauno orumwino nanga akuti orumwino like my dear animals, you know, you must have animals, you must have a house, you must have these things so that you can stand on your own. But usually these things come from hardship and cruelty from the family of your husband or your late husband. Because in what we are supposed to be looking at in an African context is that you are supposed to just stay, you're supposed to just have your house, everything is just supposed to stay intact. Ndeto thigurwa pombera.
Okay, so all in all, when it comes to feminism, so is it to do with that we as female, we are also strong, that we can do anything amid anything, that we are not trying to step down the men, but whatever a man used to have and whatever a man can do, we can also do that.
Mm. Is it? Okay, that one is the icing on the cake for us, because if we look at the way we are observing it, right? It looks more like it's a competition.
Yeah, I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to mention the word competition.
Yeah, it looks more like a competition of, yeah, whatever men can do, we can do too. But there are some things that are genetically impossible for men to do and genetically impossible for women to do. So are we really equal if it's equality now? Or not unless we put it into the context of equal rights when it comes to opportunities of gain.
Uh-huh.
I think that maybe the feminist movement is a movement that is fighting for equal rights for women as well to acquire things, just like men have the ability to acquire things.
Yeah, kind of like a competition, but it's not.
But I don't want it to be a competition because we can coexist.
The same way now we have a female president.
That female president is the one that is just driving us wild also, guys. Eh? It's that one, I don't know. Kandi shiwete na waka.
But now...
I feel like we are using that one, eh? As Oshima Shakula, eh? I feel like we are taking that one out of context a little bit because everybody's like, yeah, it's our 10 now. Like, what does that mean even?
No, I...
it's our 10 now. Eh, the girl child. Ow. I know the girl child. Taka kusapo ne kujan. The girl child. Oti hoka na emwene. Oti varisa emwene. Yeah, guys.
But I think with us having a female president is also that maybe it has to do with feminism actually.
It's
because the way we are viewing it wrongly.
Mm.
But maybe some of us are viewing it rightly because you have people saying that. The future is female, mm-hmm. Yes.
Is the future female? What makes the future female?
Maybe because we have a president, a female president.
Guys. But even when you guys say, the future is female, like, what does that mean? Like...
Just the statement itself, which a future is female.
Hey! What about future? Like, what is future is female, ane? Shimwatarane. Eh? Because we like saying things. And then later on we are like, ay! Oshonga. Ay! The future is female. Like, I know the future is female. Ow!
We as female, I think we are trying to, I don't know, just to overpower men, so to say, because we can also do what you guys can do.
Mm.
That's why I think maybe that's why you can see majority of us are electricians. We are. Mm. We have measure in those engineering things. Mm-hmm. It was only meant for men because back then we thought maybe it's just for men. But now, when the world has developed, we also want to go in the workforce.
But have we as African women really been oppressed by African men? To be honest, no. Ane, have we really been oppressed by African men?
In all honesty.
Eh. Wesh tarane. Shashi, no, when we see the Europeans, when we see the European chicks, eh? Do you know they were fighting for women can smoke also? Like how you are fighting for cancer. Like, hey, women want to smoke also. Women can, how? So I think that when we look at the feminist movement and we look on the other side, I understand why they were fighting. But us here, were we oppressed by men? That's what we call it in my ya mambo. Understand? Eh? In my mambo tuihore. Eh? Otembea turombura kucha ina njae kwa mambo. And then, the first chance you get otoli kwa mambo. Shashi ya mambo mberoyo itoe nengongini. Ya tuwanenwa kusha etu. But if we're looking at oppression amongst women, in back in the day, in the ancient days, where we African women oppressed by our men, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah. Guys, I'm asking, I'm asking you as a young woman, you as a young woman, Arangi, which, why did your grandmother suffer?
I just don't know what to say.
It's a question that still stands. Were we African women oppressed by our men?
I don't know if it's a yes or a no, but I'll go for a no.
Okay. But so when African men were going to war, what happened to the women?
They stay most behind.
Okay. When they stay behind, do they stay behind with at least one warrior?
I don't know.
Or were the defenseless women just left there to fend for themselves?
I don't know.
But just, I don't know. Okay, I understand that you don't know, but think about it, right?
Can I make assumptions?
Make assumptions. Because the idea is that there's no right and wrong answer. There's only a right and wrong answer when the experts come in. But as we are most running with our thoughts here, and we are asking questions here, because this is something that we don't understand. Because Pashi Africa, right? Even the way our houses are built, my sister. Akadona arara penyan.
Harara mondo daziri wakati koma kumbwa mos.
Meni jembo amati.
Kehare.
Oh, okay. Kehare oko kuna omwerongo ya koko ya membo. So shika yako kucha ngero shirika mo tashia tango. Tasha zo jembera man.
Tasha za mati.
Okay. Is that not protection? So, peso, ototi ne, aka dona na choto hau kara ake khali.
But you find some that want to go there.
To do it.
Just to sleep there because you feel like I'm strong.
No, you can go and sit there. Mara, nke, andora, ngu, kaka, o, ka, na, ko, kaka, don. O, na, ne, on, du, da, ke, khala, andora.
Oh,
I'm
wrong.
I
think when gone in old days, when the men used to go to war, they leave their women behind. I'm assuming they used to live with them with a warrior. Even one.
Just to do what? To protect the women, the children, and the disabled. Because it is a society's responsibility to take care of their young. Or to take care of their people.
Mm. So I don't think. It's just those are just my assumptions.
Hey. But in Europe, when your husband is going to war, you must become the breadwinner. You must become the warrior now. So I don't know.
I'm just imagining, ma'am, where, let me say you are living in old times.
Yeah.
And then it's war time.
Yeah.
And then my husband is going for war.
Yeah.
I'm just here thinking, Kuchata, if he comes back, he comes back. Mm-hmm. If he did not come back, then I'll just forget about him, just like that.
I had to take it at least 5 years.
5 years.
To take it, don't just forget.
piece of hope of 5 years, mother.
5 years goes by fast, you. 5 years goes by fast. Just imagine, I met you when you were in high school, and here you are, almost graduating.
Almost.
And not 5 years. 5 years goes by very, very fast.
Even when I look at back, I still remember 2021, I was 18. Now I'm what? I'm turning 22. Yeah.
You see? So... Oshoera, Ewa, stay tuned. Let's keep listening and stop assuming things.
Okay, is it on the app? My app is not working.
My dear, delete it and then re-download it quickly.
Okay, I'll do that.
Ewa, Nyero. Ciao.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to be talking about feminism. We're going to be talking about viewing feminism from a different lens and what does feminism mean to us in an African context. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're throwing thoughts around, we're throwing opinions around, we're throwing ideologies around, but we are also bringing in Tate Ben Mulongeni to come and school us a little bit before we just derail and go the other side altogether. Because I'm like, how is feminism really our thing, or is it not our thing? Is this somebody's thing that they started and now we're just following cloud? Because I'm also very skeptical about our people, because it seems like we like to follow things. Black Lives Matter. It's like, bro.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungu lelewa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavcha aziva. Mvele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulibusi yemba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba enja ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba, kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kachenu, mkona kufuma na fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the matriarch and Tate Beni. Good evening, Tate.
Good evening, Mother Matriarch.
How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Apoori.
I don't understand.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I called the wrong. All right, just hold on for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Woo, ladies and gentlemen.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business in economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free.
Not that
directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144.
Your number is it not?
Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms.
Waza. Today has been chaos upon chaos upon chaos. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Kenny. How are you doing?
Fine, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. So today we are talking about feminism.
Okay.
Yeah, so what do you understand about it? While we are still waiting for, because we have a guest today and I don't know. It's just a mess here with the telephones, but it is being fixed now. So while we are waiting for a response from our guest, let's talk feminism. When you hear feminists, what do you understand? What do you hear?
Feminism, female.
Okay.
It has to do with stuff that women do.
Oh, okay. Stuff that...
If I'm not mistaken.
Like what stuff do women do? Like, you know, braid each other's hair.
Yeah, I know.
Come on! Really? That's what you think when I tell you about, when I say that, no, I'm a feminist. You think that it's women, things that women do.
Yeah. It's actually more to that.
Okay. But what are these things that women do?
I'm kind of blank in the head right now on what to really say.
Mm-hmm. Really? But just go with what, like, even just the word in itself. Because there's something, you must get something from it.
Yes, you should get something from it. Okay, like, let me say, okay, how I understand feminism, you know, feminism is like, can I say this again? Sorry for sounding, you know, quite confused, but it's like, you know, can I quickly just recollect my mind and then I call back?
Don't recollect your mind, because the answer is maybe that you don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, so what do you understand when somebody says the future is female?
The future is female, like things will be things. Okay, I won't say things will be much easier, but okay, how I understand a female, like female are very kind-hearted. You know, they have sympathy, all those type of things. You know, more than what men do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, caring more, you know, they care more, and, yeah.
That's all you know about women?
No, not really like that. No.
That's all. Women are nice people, yeah. They are kind, really, yeah, yeah. Mm.
So, like, as I was saying, like, the things now, let me just say about like, okay, femininity, okay, like, for us men, you know, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know the other men or how they feel, you know, like, just like even clothing and things like that, like the toiletries you use and whatnot, you know, it's mostly, or, you know, they mostly believe that you should, like, us men, we should just use men's products instead of female products.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have different beliefs. Yeah, I do believe that yes, you can use, you know, some female products and, you know, like some clothes as well. You know, not saying that you should wear this, you know.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, the youth are coming out in numbers today to tell us that they don't understand what feminist is.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you hear gender equality,
yeah,
what do you hear?
Gender equality, like, it should be equal for both, male and female. Yeah.
Why?
Because we are all human beings at the end of the day. That's what I believe.
Okay.
So, yeah, things should be equal. I mean, just because these mines, or men should only work in the mines and whatnot, those hard jobs, you know. I mean, females can also do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, everything should just be basically be equal at the end of the day. That's what I believe.
Okay. So, do you think that we don't have equality amongst women and men in this country, for example? Or even in your village?
Yes, there is.
Is there equality or is there no equality?
There's no equality.
Why? What makes it uneven?
Like, let me say here at home, I don't know, but it's like, you know, when it comes to the cooking and the washing and the stuff, you know, mm-hmm. that, like, they believe that the female should be doing those things.
Okay.
Instead of themselves, yeah.
Okay.
Which, in my opinion, I think that is not the case.
All right.
Yeah.
And what else? In terms of livestock, are women allowed to own livestock?
Yes, women are allowed to own livestock.
Okay.
It all comes to the bracket, or let me just say, of us being human, human beings. Yeah, at the end of the day, yes, we are different. They are men and they are female, but we are one.
Okay. Are women in your village being oppressed by men?
I do see cases like that, yes.
How?
Okay, let me not say, like, you know, there's this tendency of them going to play cards, you know, like the woman go play the cards, but
they
the
go play
hand,
cards,
you know,
like, yeah, gambling cards, like blackjack.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, like, so the women, like...
like it takes two. So now, like, when I go to soccer, the men are like there, or, you know, complaining, like, yeah, oh, yeah, the cooking, yeah, who will cook? Now they are just there, the guards, you know, that's how theft starts and whatnot, you know, they're just complaining.
So they are complaining that the women are just playing cards,
yeah,
and they are not at home cooking.
Yeah.
But and what do you think about that?
I mean, what are you doing? Yeah, it's the question. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not like she's doing that the whole time, you know. It's just maybe once in a while. Or she maybe feels she needs a break because she's always, you know, cleaning. She's always, you know,
cooking.
You know, cooking and doing everything. And you, I just say yes. You, there are some or other men that obviously go with the kettle, or they go look for relish, or you know, they go look for these small jobs to do this piecework. So we call it piecework.
Mm.
You know, yeah, to get the money and, you know, basically bring the bread. Or put the bread on the table.
Mm.
Yeah, but the women as well, they also do the same thing. I mean, them too, they also look for work, you know, while they are still carrying the child at the back. And they are there, they have to put the mud and stuff on the houses, or I don't know in what way to actually say it, but yeah. I mean, it's 50-50 at the end of the day. Let me just be honest.
But can we really survive a system that's 50-50?
We can.
Okay. So our men are supposed to be cooking, and we are supposed to be out playing cards, and then come back to a warm meal.
It depends if it's like an everyday thing.
Because that's how addictions are born, most like that. It just starts once.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What opportunities don't women have?
Okay, talking about the opportunities.
That women don't have. That women have never had. Has a woman ever been chased from the kraal?
Like, chased from the men, or...
Yeah, chased by the men. Like, oh, no, you don't belong here. You must go and do other things.
Most of what I've seen, nothing like that.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Here, the elders also used to say, like, back in the days, like, your grandmother used to go with the cows, or we used to go to school. So from Monday to Friday, it used to be like the ladies, they go with the cattle.
Mm.
And yeah, during the weekend when the kids are free, then they go.
Mm.
So,
where was the men?
That's what I also didn't ask about.
Hey! African culture.
Just to think about it now, like, yeah, where was the men?
Well, okay, so the wife and the children are making turns to take care of the men's cattle. Where is the men? Gone to war?
I don't know, maybe it was back then in the war days, or just after that, so maybe, who knows? I really
nobody really talks about where the guy was. Everybody talks about the things that were done. But let's hear, because we have a guest today. But stay tuned, you know. Let's hear.
Okay.
Let's hear what our guest has to say. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to try one more time. I'm going to try and reach out to my guest one more time and see if we can, you know, because we need his expertise tonight. We need him to come and give us a download.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free.
directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the matriarch and Tate Ben Mulongeni himself. Doctor!
Yes, 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 my dear.
What do you want to say to you? Yes.
What do
you want to say to you? Yes. Oko turi tatu ifunju hune.
Eh?
Oko turi tatu ifunju huka?
Ndi mwe tenga ndaga mwata mkana re. Ndi mwe tenga ndaga mwata Oko turi tatu dengo manka ya huka ya natu ipupure emu.
Ota mwe pupure emu.
Kwa
manka ya huwe mwe ne. Kwa nyomuka lundiri senga antu.
Oh, eh mwe manji.
Anokapuno shizimba shosha ashi fikwa ashi shitide pomwe bashindonga ne
openete yakupu nge so yanyokufuru
ehe
embodinga rimwe hari fikwa ngere hari saruka pone mara manoka ipo yiri ko ndonga hui
ne chaweri mono tokaranga to tramo ke mesaga saga ufarere
atu rongisa nanu duona Maro peno trika imendi sharing na para keninga andi tonic water.
Yeah. Kororo queen.
Queen kororo queen ngi tanga.
Yeah.
Kana na ka. Yeah. Kana re. Hmm. Ruturo sha uwayo ni manjono umbizwe karondurunga sha yongobe ya yizi mbange.
Oho.
Alifadu kwa pikia wa.
Okay. Ayo sho. Mimi na ati kucha shatan kanwe sako angola. Omuno o toni ko no kororo queen. Tati kororo queen.
Nandi kundire pone kuri ferenge
yanyo. As a belief. So Tate Ben, tonight we are talking about feminism in the concept of Africa, right? Hey. So for starters, otwa stakara by the name in itself, feminism.
Okay, the definition feminism.
Mm-hmm.
It came about advancing or fighting the advancement of equality
mm-hmm.
among sexes or between sexes,
mm-hmm.
between men and women.
Yeah.
But it's a movement, basically it's a philosophy about equality, that we are all, you know, human beings with all the capability, never mind the sexes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it is to do away with people getting educated mm-hmm. and also finding out
mm-hmm.
the narrative, both biblical and also traditional.
Yeah.
The women or men are better to rule or to do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
That narrative is fake and false.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, in olden days, even from Adam,
yes.
Or even advocating that the woman is a helper
mm-hmm.
and they should submit to a man, all those things, and that's been becoming or been proven wrong in the process. Just like many other forms of emancipation,
mm-hmm.
black man is lesser than a white man.
Mm.
So in terms of knowledge and philosophy, those who brought it to us, they got it from us again. Remember
mm-hmm.
the knowledge, intellectual knowledge, was taken from the Greek,
mm-hmm.
from, and the Greek took it to Europe, and then the Romans took it from the Greek.
Mm-hmm.
The Romans used to go to Egypt,
mm-hmm.
and the Greek to study all those philosophers that you can remember, Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, they studied many years in Egypt.
Mm.
So
those are knowledge that we are trying to find out. And, you know, now, in the history, that narrative has been promoted to undermine, put down different races.
Mm-hmm.
It is to put down, to look down upon women.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot become leaders, they cannot become priests, they cannot become pastors, they cannot become what and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And to Namibia,
mm-hmm.
the Roman Dutch or whatever
mm-hmm.
also came from there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a debate in the Saharan magazine, a debate was saying pro men's as me mentioning. I used to read it.
Yeah, hectic.
So in Namibia, let's come back to Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Or even with the struggle itself,
mm-hmm.
the struggle for freedom,
yeah,
independence, for social justice,
mm-hmm.
the freedom included the struggle for equality between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with independence in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, without patronizing. Or mm-hmm. taking sides or facing the liberator who happened to be Swapo.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying so, everybody needed independence. And to do away with those laws, discriminatory laws,
mm-hmm.
Between races, between tribes, also between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Remind the listeners,
mm-hmm.
Shortly after independence,
yes.
Dr. Libetina Magira,
mm-hmm.
minister, first minister of health,
mm-hmm.
Husband, my namesake, Bena Magira, minister also in the government, the mm-hmm. new government. Dr. Magira, when she received her check, at the end of the first check, she compared her salary to the salary of her husband.
To the husband's salary.
And she caused earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
It's not drama. What is this? So this thing is happening. She thought when some lawyer even repealed even before independence, there was some realization of many laws.
Mm-hmm.
Two things she found out.
Mm-hmm.
That when she wanted to buy a farm,
mm-hmm.
she was sent back by the bank to go and call for her husband.
Yeah, to go and get your husband.
She said no.
Mm.
As much as I do have a husband,
mm-hmm.
it's wrong. So it was a wake-up call.
Mm.
So those are the things. Inequality within employment, mm-hmm. inequality with regard to access to certain fields, to certain positions,
mm.
In terms of a woman cannot buy a farm
mm-hmm.
unless accompanied by her husband.
Mm-hmm. And if she's not also, married, she's even worse.
Yes.
Mm.
Remember, in many countries, we have to make references in conservative, particularly Muslim countries,
mm-hmm.
the woman and a child is a minor.
Mm.
Comes already back to, you know, the Bible,
mm.
where women were not even counted when they counted people who were fed.
Mm.
So those are things that remind us. It came from there.
Mm.
Now, women do not carry passports. They are in the they are in, like minors.
No.
They are men are in the passport of husband.
Mm-hmm.
Women do not vote. They don't vote. Women do not even go to Shanamo
mm-hmm.
or even you can pay to buy
mm-hmm.
the husband. They even don't show up. They don't even show their faces. Yeah, no. See, so of course, Namibia, one of the you know, advanced liberal democracy,
mm-hmm.
Having attained its independence in the new era, in the time of, you know, what we can call Western democracy, where the Constitution was influenced by the element of Western civilization,
mm.
we can call it that way. So we're lucky because you can, well, we are talking now with a woman president.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere, everywhere, not only in Namibia, even in the Philippines, they had, you know, Aquino.
Mm-hmm.
She succeeded her husband. We had women prime minister in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
But going back, because it's just hypocrisy, because even Ukaruzi is called Nambure Ankasa. She was the queen of Ukaruzi. In Angola, there was a queen, very brave, brave one for the Portuguese, Mother Intruders. It's a woman. We have those history. I don't know where do these people getting the information that woman cannot lead. So for me, every human being can lead depending on his quality.
Merit.
Character. It doesn't matter whether it's a man or woman. Not even subscribe to this slogan, the future is female. There is no future which is female.
Which is
or
female.
Male. It's just a future. And in which we all, you know, exercise our freedom, our quality, capability, our intellect to, you know, develop this country. Not every man is capable. And not every woman is capable, so it cannot be, the future cannot be female, because it does not mean because you are female now, the future is yours.
Yeah.
Future is belong to all human beings. And we have already a constitution which is there, but the constitution alone does not, you know, bring about changes. It's implementation, it's adoption of policies. That will, you know, give us equal opportunities, economic opportunities, you know, cultural opportunities, because culture is also economy. There's economy in culture, you know, social, political arena. So we have that, you know, playing field leveled because of our constitution. Now, it's a matter of, like anything else, like any field, any sort of life, where your rights are being, you know, infringed, you complain. You point to the book that no, this is not allowed in Namibia. And thanks, Namibians are now educated, the young ones, that you know your rights. Your right as a human being. And your right as a woman. That you are equal to everybody else. So, Albanese, you know, Albino, or short, or tall, or this tribe, or other whatever, you know, you have that right. But it demands, it's calling for education to know them. Right alone does not help you if you don't know them. Like economic opportunities. You can do business. There are women farmers. Doing well, women are now leading, particularly in the informal economy. They are the one, you know, go to Omatera, majority women were, you know, doing well.
Yeah.
Selling everything, you know, they got cattle, they got farm, they got business. And they're in parliament. Remember now, particularly our current parliament, women
like currently, yes. Tate Ben, can you just hold the line? We're quickly going for a short break.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the matriarch and Tate Ben Mulongeni. Tate Ben,
Before we went on our break, you explained to us why the feminist movement was actually birthed in the beginning. You know, that women didn't have rights. Women didn't have the right to own land. Women didn't have the right to vote. Women didn't have the right to walk around. Women didn't, basically women didn't have any rights at all.
Absolutely.
And then now, what I wanted us to touch on is our traditional setting when it comes to the role that women played within our own cultures. Specifically, we can also talk about maybe something that we are more familiar with. Like for me, as an Omwambo woman, what was the role of an Omwambo woman within her clan, her people, her household? What was the role of a matriarch?
Yeah, no, the role of a Omwambo woman is to look after the house. Our history is also connected to the history of colonialism. Even if you go back before the colonial forces took over our country, women are still in the house. Men go there to hunt, and men go there to... His job was outside the homestead, you know, looking after cattle, bringing, you know, going to hunt and, you know, going to get some instrument of building a house, and that's what his role. And although they do till the land together, but the woman take the lead. That's where her major role is, and cook and look after children. Now, coming to the colonial era, after the South Africa have then take over Namibia, when the economy was devastated by the war, First World War, they sent one person, I remember the name, to go into the north looking for, talking to the chiefs and kings. So there were no kings anymore. They were bits of those titles. There was a policy that was taken to talk to the chiefs that they must make sure that all the young boys, able-bodied boys, must all be recruited, passing through Ondamba, a contract system to go and work because they needed labor. And the new economy that was devastated by the war. Now, men used to go there for more than a year or two, and women were left to take care of their homes. It could be livestock, crop, and all that. They played a big role in the traditional economy. Women, they were the backbone of our traditional economy, and they still are. So that was the role of women. Only after independence, or shortly before that, they were allowed even to go. They were not even allowed to we are talking about the Omwambo women, allowed to cross the what we get to be known as the red line. Now we witness women going as far as Oranjemond. And you see how inhuman is it to separate a husband from the wife. Newlywed couple, and to go and look for work in the industry, mining industry, fishing industry, railway, farms. Young boys were sent to farms, and the wife is there with kids. And I think that we should not forget. We must investigate what that cost. Perhaps, and we know it cost also on the breakdown of families. Imagine somebody is there in Windhoek and he cannot be alone. Although the women, they are not, we were polygamy, polygamous society. We don't really bother whether you have got a second woman there. They keep family. Actually, we have to say bravo to our women. They were strong. They kept the home together. Although afterwards, the discrimination in the Omwambo family, women were discriminated. Imagine, she spent 2 years producing the mahangu after animals.
Mm-hmm.
And when the husband dies, the uncles and aunties and whatever, they come and collect everything, including the cup, including the meat, including mahangu.
Including ipereke.
There was no ipereke in that
time. That time.
Nowadays, they would check it, you are right.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently it belonged to the brother or the whatever.
Mm.
In olden days, mm-hmm. there was also a tradition that when a husband dies, the brother must inherit
the wife.
But that was, you can say morally it's wrong, but traditionally people thought, well, who are going to take? They don't want the children to be taken care by strangers.
By strangers, yeah. By stepfathers.
Yes. So how can I take a man who, no. Because of the children.
Mm-hmm.
People care about the children.
Mm.
Imagine the husband leaves 5 children. Mm. Remember, they were making.
Yeah, they were very fertile back then. Very.
Oh, yes.
Very, very fertile. Well, 10!
Fertile, they were just busy. Only they were busier.
Yeah.
And there were no these kind of abortion or pills or contraceptives.
Yeah.
So it was done so that the children would remain in the house.
Mm.
The mother, who's now been inherited by the same 5 children, they would be stepchildren.
Mm.
They should be all children equal. That was the thought about it.
But let me ask you, Tate Benny, when we talk about inheriting a wife, is it in the true essence of inheriting a wife and then she becomes your wife, like your wife, or is it just for show?
No, it's true.
Like,
she's married, remember, they were polygamous. Now,
yeah.
She just become another wife in the house.
So... So, my brother hand upon him.
No, that brother was some.
I and the brother and Guasigurura. Oh, hand upon him, the Tavarapone, I way.
Absolutely. I'm not talking out of,
I always thought it was just formality.
What I'm talking is not about knowledge or faith. I've seen myself.
Okay.
Yes, I've seen it, and I don't want to mention, but I've seen it happening in all families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've seen it in our families.
Mm-hmm.
Family, I'm talking about the totem, we've seen it.
Yeah.
The normal practice, just the normal practice, that where is this wife going to go?
Mm-hmm.
If you get married to another man, what happened to this
wife? Yeah.
Remember, reasons were economic also.
Yeah.
That and the care of the children, because there was
suffering. Yes.
So it believed that the children will be taken care of by,
their father.
The auntie is the mother.
Mm.
And family ties and family relationship were stronger.
Mm.
No, this thing of you, because you are working window, we forget people in Okangwati, people
of course.
In Nata.
No. Standi pitashi veronga dadim wenar.
So that's it. Now that's basically what happened in a Ovambo family setup. Yeah.
Cool. I always used to think that that the inheritance of wives was really just a formality to keep the wife still having a home and to keep the children still linked to their bloodline and linked to their fathers, because within African culture, there's most now no cousins and there's no uncle. There's most just oho nenge onyoko nenge omwanyoko.
Yes.
So I thought it was really just that, but I didn't know that also when this man took on this woman as a wife, she really did the wife duties as well.
No. Only now, these days,
mm-hmm.
I decided that after much of the death, we call it Omari,
mm-hmm.
everything is divided, they read the will, what the man left behind.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tradition of family members to adopt.
Yeah, kusapunon.
And that's more a formality now, although it's very serious way to take care of the children if they are in school.
Mm-hmm.
And at that, it was just last week, somebody came and said, no, she's my wife now.
Mm.
But people laugh, you know, because it's sense of humor.
Yeah.
Of course, these wives, unless otherwise between them.
Mm.
But that demonstrated the culture narrative, the culture practice, that's how it was.
Mm.
And they were laughing nicely because that's how it was done.
Yeah.
He simply demonstrated, he simply played like a Tony Deck. Yeah. So that it happened now, you know, other people are taking, inviting themselves, among themselves children, and somebody will come, a brother,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm taking over the wife.
Mm.
Nowadays, it's not always everywhere in practice.
Mm-hmm.
It must happen somewhere deep. Remember, I happened to pass through Congo deep there, and from Congo going north,
mm-hmm.
Hussein was telling me that, no, they're deep there, my dear.
The culture is still continued.
If Namibia is not independent, there are people who survive not from shop on shop. They got Mahangu, they got Ketel, and they got seven wives.
Yeah.
It's alive. Mm. It's in town. In town you hide.
Yeah.
But they, in fact, they are there. And there, I believe, if the husband dies, the woman will be inherited by my brother, one of the close relatives.
Yeah.
Those are still there. They are remnants of those parts.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about them, I'm saying economic aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
is still happening. And deep in Angola, when we talk of Ovambo, we're not talking about Ovambo in Namibia, we talk about also deep in Angola,
mm-hmm.
and also other tribes in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
There are many things that happen. Yeah. You cannot isolate Ovambo only from other Africans.
Mm.
So those people, they still practice African traditions and culture.
Mm.
You know, yeah. I saw today in South Africa.
Yes.
Where men, I missed the full story, but it looked like they are. I think the chase that will adopt the practice of polygamy, allowing polygamists. Because the woman was saying, yeah, it's very good because so there's no woman left without a husband. Yeah. People are now trying to revisit those things. I saw women protesting in Finland, naked, they were born. Why? They want polygamy to come back to Finland. Because polygamy was everywhere in the world. Because they are saying there are women who go to grave without having touched by a man.
Yeah.
Why? Because
the men are not enough.
They are not enough. Some died in the war. Some are drunkards.
Some are in jail.
In jail.
Mm.
Others are gay.
Mm.
Remember, those three, four factors reduce of men.
Mm.
And they might ask, how come women die virgins? When you are confronted with these factors, life.
Yeah.
Factors, you need to think twice. Instead of being selfish, you know. Why do you want to share wealth?
Hey, you want to share wealth, but you don't want to share this one man only.
Share all the wealth.
Share everything.
That God has given.
You know? Okay, so Tate Benye, at this point, my mind is absolutely blown, and I think that it is good that we are talking about these kinds of issues and what it means. So now, when you hear inequality amongst, when you hear inequality within an African context, do you visualize Namibia being not? Do you visualize Africa not being equal when it comes to the genders? Apart from now the parts the first part. Let's just go, let's take it back to ancient Namibia. Let's not take it back to, let's not take it back to contemporary Namibia or post independence. Let's take it back, way back. So, was there no equality? Or did women really not have voices in the ancient days?
No, they didn't. They were not counted. They don't sit in the assembly. They didn't.
They didn't? Remember? Okay, okay. How did they not fit in? Mm.
Even if were a queen mm-hmm. was a ruler,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't rule with women.
She doesn't rule she with women?
No, she rules with men. Let me give you now, you know, I'm just, as I speak, I remember many things.
Yeah.
Remember Margaret Thatcher?
Mm-hmm.
She had, I think she had only one woman in her cabinet.
Why?
Well,
guys.
That happened. She never had many women in her cabinet. I think I remember one, Linda Shoka.
Mm-hmm.
She was the secretary for, I think, for African things. I remember her. In Mozambique, and she made a very good statement that shocked the Western world because they were supporting Renamo, and she said, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are bandits. When Renamo, you know, they cut the nose of one woman in the village, and she got, you know, visual, first-hand evidence of what the bandits were doing.
Yeah.
You know, and in Angola also, so she wanted to the shift in policy towards Southern Africa.
Mm.
And so, that you remember?
Mm-hmm.
I spoke about the ancient times.
Mm-hmm.
It's come all the way even from the Bible.
Yeah.
And so, both the Old Testament and even the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to quote books of those who wrote to say, submit your husband.
Yeah. It's the elder and the boys.
Yes, but even in African society,
yeah,
we're not there when people are decisions that affect women. It's a men's show
mm-hmm.
in Africa. Everybody at my age knows that very well. They can call in and give their own experience. But now, Namibia is one of the countries that are taking the lead
mm-hmm.
to do our things. But women are still suffering.
Mm-hmm.
A child is already given to a man for marriage at the age of 13, 14.
Mm.
The moment she herself mm-hmm. is already a woman, she can get married. Before she reaches, you know, puberty, she's already, you know...
betrothed to somebody.
Engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes before she's born, you show up at Elizabeth, who's expecting Elizabeth. If she's a girl.
She's my wife.
Check Claire. You are already engaged before you see the person, before you see the world. And you'll be that one. Even if, mind you, find out that, no, I don't like this man. He's too ugly, too whatever. No. What right do you have?
Mm-hmm.
What right do you have when marriage is arranged?
Mm-hmm.
Those are elements. Those are factors.
Mm-hmm.
If marriage is arranged between your parent and the parents of the boy.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, they have chosen for good or bad reasons. I'm not taking mm-hmm. sides here.
Mm-hmm.
It's for people to judge. They simply say, no, we want... I know your mother very well. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, she knows me. Then my son and you
mm-hmm.
arranged. You married Mlongeni's son because we are good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or... we have a lot of cattle, and they don't want the child to go and marry by a coward or Eliag,
or a poor guy.
Combo, no, they don't even
expect
what?
Kenanon tala.
Economic consideration.
Yeah.
So, but again, where is the right of the girl child, or even the boy child?
Let's go back to even if a woman was in power in a traditional setting, she didn't rule with women. Why?
Pardon?
Let's go back to the statement of even if a woman was in power, she didn't rule with women. Why didn't she rule with women?
It's a mentality. Mm-hmm. It's a belief, it's a philosophy, mm-hmm. it's a narrative that you know, it's a mindset.
Okay.
You have seen, I have seen it myself.
Yeah.
When you go to a meeting,
yeah,
where it's a branch meeting or a section meeting,
mm-hmm.
and then we decide that Elizabeth will become a section leader or branch leader,
mm-hmm.
only men will vote her. You can have majority of them, but we don't vote for her. Remember, women don't support each other. That's naturally so.
Why?
They don't. I don't know. It's their instinct. It's something inborn. Why? Have you seen, Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You are my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We show up to a party.
Yeah.
You are well-dressed.
Yeah.
You are also beautiful.
Yeah.
But the moment we spot a more prettier girl,
mm-hmm.
most of them will feel uncomfortable. She doesn't want to attend that party because there is another woman who is well dressed. And that woman, she draw the attention of the other men. How are you? They hug her and whatever. You know what they say? Just because I'm congratulating her, admiring her, you are so beautiful. They need to say, oh, you are always beautiful. Why did you call that I'm beautiful? So, the question is, they don't want to support women because to move ahead, to you know, do better than the other one. Oh, you know.
So at the end of the day, we would rather stay oppressed by men,
yes,
than have a woman in power empowering women.
And then even someone call, they can come. She can call now if she wants. They don't. It's in the mind. She's not liberated to believe.
So we have an inferiority complex.
Absolutely.
So the problem is us.
No, that's not only with women. Uh-huh. Leave women alone. There are even people who prefer to the white boss. In a black box,
yes.
I know what
they are.
Yeah. Even now.
The white boss is just smarter.
People that work for your own fellow vambos, the Kurongere.
Mm-hmm. The Kurongere will come bang, rera.
Umrodon Kwetu. Hi. Sandroko Kafarong Kwetu, guy. Sandroko Kafarong Kwetu. This is the thing you hear. So, it's only now, a little bit now, it's coming,
mm-hmm.
you know, new development, change of mindset, change of mentality, you know, that we have to prove ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What? The same thing, let's not go to women alone.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't people not go to local hospitals?
Mm-hmm.
What we send our, yes, we are there, nobody. Ministers must go to our local hospital, not to London or Germany or America. Why do we treat people in America? Why not in your local hospital?
We don't trust our doctors.
No, we don't. Why do we send our children to, you know...
To Harvard.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They must ask me.
Mm-hmm.
My child go to GT.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing well.
Gabriel Tapope.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just that window.
Uh-huh.
Tapope. Yeah. That's it. It's a mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's within ourselves, Africans here. Yeah. Why do you bank in Switzerland? Why don't you bank in your
offshore
bank?
Offshore.
Yes. I call for all ministers and all parliamentarians to go to Katutura Hospital for treatment. That's the only way they can find out that
it's not by standard.
Ill-equipped and lack of medicine, that they can call. That they can get medicine. They must feel it. I heard a statement somewhere, I don't know who said, whether it's Commander Sumbo or somebody, the government, Prime Minister.
That they must go to local hospitals.
The loss of some parliamentarians that I see there, it makes me happy. Local. I've been calling for, you know, local production in agriculture, local, you know, value addition to our minerals. And that philosophy. I'm actually a happy man today for most of the parliamentarians that I see there from all sides of, political barricade. So that's it. Because we cannot talk women only in isolation, because it's all like I'm bashing women not voting each other. They also, us, we don't respect leadership for our own Africans. We rather, you know, vote to America, or we rather vote to France, all those things. And I'm happy what is happening in West Africa. You know, it's the whole thing, colonial mentality. Or inferiority complex.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, colonialism. But we don't respect our own. Sometimes even in a family, you don't get the respect in your family the same you get from outside.
Yeah.
The moment I say, Elizabeth is great, your sister is great, that idiot.
They are very quick. So when we look at the feminist movement, do you think that we as Africans should look at the feminist movement in the same context as the Europeans, or should we look at feminism within an African context, and if there is even an African context to begin with?
It's very dangerous. First, I do not really support the phenomena of philosophy, the movement. Because when you make it a movement, you isolate.
Yeah.
The fight.
Yeah.
We must all fight that tendency together. You will not succeed if you isolate your fight. In any other form of a struggle, we must all do it. A man can also be a feminist.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I support, you know, equality among women and men.
Yeah.
If I support that women can do even better than some other men, then by definition, without you knowing, you are feminist.
Yeah.
But it's not also good, I think it's dangerous, to adopt the European concept or philosophy or implementation of equality among women. Each country, each culture, we must not, in as much as we want, to be equal.
Yes.
The cultural factor must be respected where it is helpful.
Yeah.
Yes. Because you don't force certain things to a society, to a community. You damage.
Yeah.
You cause problems. Because
you do more harm than good.
You do more harm than good. Because does not mean nobody who told you that all women will support what you are doing.
Yeah.
They are coming from their homes, from their culture. For them, certain things will be taboo.
Yes.
So then you cause havoc and conflict. Everything must be applied in consideration with cultures,
yes,
and customs, and history become culture also. Historically speaking, now you look at African context, but Africa is not a homogeneous, you know, thing, a phenomenon when it comes to culture. It's in your own context, you know, Oromo culture.
Yeah,
you must consider Damara culture.
Yes.
Don't just apply everything, you know, as it happens.
Yes.
On the ground, the condition on the ground will dictate how you apply that, how it is understood. It may be understood differently in different communities.
Yeah.
Some things are taboo. They are superstitions, if you like. The absence of a better word. Some people may get a heart attack if you just apply certain things from the West to them.
Yes.
Yeah. So, two wrongs do not make a right.
Mm.
When you want to change things, to change the wrongs, and then you change it with a new wrong.
Mm.
A new wrong.
A new wrong that is like a domino effect that does more harm to other things.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So, for us to pull all together, all of us, changing our society, our approach, our narrative, our concept, things have to be conceptualized, considering factor determining, what is there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people apply things without, intellectual or philosophical analysis.
Yeah.
Of understanding processes, understanding culture, history, what people eat, what they do during their weddings. Of course, other things we can be, dropped if it doesn't harm. Any harmful culture, if dropping it does not harm, drop it.
Yeah.
Anything that does not cause harm, if you drop it, drop it.
Mm.
Some things are just there, but they don't contribute anything.
Mm.
Just in your mind.
Mm. And some things we're just accustomed to it, but it doesn't serve any purpose at all.
Doesn't serve any purpose.
Yeah.
These things are so harsh. But you ask me, why is that? No, so to anger.
Shashi no mwa da koshima, does that mean that this thing that we are practicing is correct? And does it apply to contemporary times? Does it apply to what we are doing right now? It's just like child brides, for example. It doesn't apply to contemporary times.
In most cases, even hampering progress.
Mm-hmm.
Culture can hamper progress.
Yes.
You are just stuck there because of culture. You cannot move.
Mm.
Don't do that. It's the same. Mm. We don't cultivate mahangu.
Mm.
What we do? We don't eat that. I was making a joke one day when we were being killed by crocodiles.
Yeah.
But crocodile food somewhere.
Yeah.
Why don't you eat them?
We don't eat that.
You are starving.
Starving.
You don't have food, but you're the crocodile. Other people are buying, are spending fortune to have it.
Yes.
Crocodile tail is tasty. Yeah, too shitty. It's not dead.
Eh.
You think your grandmother will rise? From the grave? No.
Nyamuri ongadu, nyamuri kakata. Kakara, kakara.
Kakara wa ariwa ikawa.
Oh, what? Yeah. Afasa na neambara na nokuri.
Yeah. So those are the thing that does not do harm must be dropped. And a thing that does not do harm must be adopted everywhere, For you to survive, my dear, you have to adopt or die.
Yeah.
You have to adopt new way of doing things. You have to adopt new food. You have to adopt new products. That's it. The nations that survive are those accommodating everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that does not kill. Mm-hmm. I don't mean everything.
As long as we cook it properly and we don't die.
New way of doing things.
Mm.
New technology. New method.
Mm.
New method of, working on the field in terms of our traditional farming. You find somebody just planting mahangu.
Mm.
But you don't buy sweet potato from the open market.
Yeah.
But his dealers is so scared that if I plant sweet potatoes, where do I plant mahangu? But it's food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the role of the traditional man?
Pardon?
What was the role of a traditional man?
What did a traditional man do on a daily basis? Like if we had to put a video camera in, like, you know, welcome to my channel, these ones that are the Kardashians, where you follow them the whole day from the time they wake up until they sleep. What would the life of a traditional man look like?
At the age of 3, I was on the horseback.
Okay.
The horse, my grandfather, Wongeni is a horse. Mm-hmm. My father was a herder.
Mm-hmm.
All the other brothers were going to Oranjemond.
Okay.
My father was in charge of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the horseback. I remember that vividly. And I was told I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the moment you can run and talk, mm-hmm. you already have calves.
Yeah.
And daily activities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Samu imuna,
mm-hmm.
kwekwe, taigaru katadi kanda, torongo kukanda, milk, cow. So, kedipisa usita the whole day,
mm-hmm.
looking for better grazing, better pasture to graze the cattle. That's the role of man.
Yeah. And then he comes back, and then tomorrow it's the same thing.
Come back. More of the same thing during the cultivation.
That season.
Season.
Mm-hmm.
The other season, you must make sure toka kongorora. Mm-hmm. You take the cattle to the well.
Mm-hmm.
You pick the well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cut the trees for construction.
Mm-hmm.
On the home, the crow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the case I remember, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
We get all the cattle together with the neighbors,
mm-hmm.
and give water to the cattle. It's a tough job, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Before you bring the bucket, the cattle already finished. And I was crying. I used to cry. And I told my son, maybe 8 or 5, I can't do this.
I'm an academic, man.
It was once, I was once alone. Me, I was a cattle holder, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
You cannot do it.
Mm-hmm. You can't just decide you're going back, no.
And also during that season, that dry season, we go hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You go hunting. People slaughter cattle like that.
Yeah.
There's a wound or death or something.
Mm.
Yeah, cannot just wake up and
then. No.
You go hunt.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's it. In the two, Takuti, Ukongo
Anehari.
In our place here, Ukongo Diva, there was Ukaruka Ukongo. Mengera people.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have a base there.
Yes.
Because Etosha was from here, from Godiva.
Mm.
Growing up, I used to see springboks, hyenas, whatever, all those things.
Mm.
Yeah? Mengera used to station there, here they came there, the hunting camp, where now they can dispatch to go and hunt in Etosha.
Mm.
You see? That's the role of a man.
Mm-hmm.
To take over, looking for, shivererwa, and building houses, protect the community against intruders and robbers.
Mm-hmm.
Robbers, yeah. And nihokorora niyako ikaramomo, all those things. Leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You learn leadership from. Leadership, you can learn it from heading cattle, heading animals, because you are a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You must know where and where not.
Mm-hmm.
You must know how to protect against predators.
Mm-hmm.
You must know this, the time to come home.
Mm-hmm.
You must make sure that you don't invade other people's crops.
Mm-hmm.
That's leadership.
Hmm.
That way, I have met a Tanzanian professor after independence, was a consultant in agriculture. They were discussing leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I learned that Myoma was a catechism as a child, yes. Listen very carefully. But consider I won't go book, Mirago.
Yeah.
Only Mam Shira won't go book. Maybe you heard it before.
I have.
Yes. So they believe if you head cattle, you are likely to become a leader. But then, it's not a superstition now, myself, when I interpret it philosophically. Not, it's because you will be taught, you experienced leadership. Leadership, taking care of things, taking care of property, it's management already.
Management, yeah.
Management, leadership and management. You are managing the cattle. As I told you, I was giving water to animals and I was crying. That teach you to be tough.
Yeah.
It happened one day, it happened I was alone.
And then you managed.
I managed it. That's management. That's
leadership. Even when you went back to go and sleep, which are, oh, today was a tough day at the office.
So that's what you know, an African man, you know, a Vombo man for that matter. No, a Vombo man. Remember, look at the Himba. Yeah, they spend the days and nights making sure the cattle, you know, they got a lot of cattle. And it takes leader. Not everybody, it's not given that everybody had a lot of cattle.
Yeah.
That's why I was here. Omava Yokwe. And Openalo, men of Adaramumbo. They are men, they are houses of men. Who were told manhood. Manhood is not being a male.
Yeah.
It's being a man of substance. Like a woman of substance. Some women also did that, remember?
Yeah.
Not only
virtue. Virtue and that. Righteousness and grace.
Yeah. No? Have you seen men fighting lions?
No.
Yeah.
Only the hunters. On Net Geo.
Yeah.
Tolika.
Around the fire, you were told the behaviors of animals, the behavior of lions. We knew it before we met them. You nowadays you have to go to school.
Yeah.
To learn those you know, nature conservation stories. You have to study the snakes. You have to study, but in our old
days, and then you can die without ever seeing it.
Yes, in our old days, they were telling us, both Mene and Tati and my grandfather teach us how to behave when you see an elephant. How not the do and don't when you see a mamba. Stories of how this man killed the hyena, how this man, you know, killed a lion. So that was the school.
Yeah.
At home. And because people used to go to Kohambo, the cattle post.
Yeah.
They did between Angola, sometimes in Angola, and Kavango, Koshimoro. That's where our cattle used to be taken.
Tate Ben, let me call you back. Our line is going to cut in a few seconds.
Okay.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about feminism. We're talking about the African context. We're talking about the gender roles. We're talking about the roles of a man, the roles of a woman in ancient times. We're talking about them in contemporary times. We're talking about the whole shebang. Because at the end of the day, when we are looking at the concept of feminism, when we are looking at the concept of Afrocentric, when we are looking at everything that makes up the concept of equality, we have to somewhere, somehow look at where it applies to us as Africans, where it applies to the next person, where it applies to Europeans, and how to divide and how to see where exactly we fit in into this little piece of information. It's not just a small piece of information. It is something that has been there for millennia. It has something that has been there for a very long time, and we are we are learning as we go that, you know, inequality was there. We have learned that, that there was an inferiority complex way before colonialism. There was also a little saying here and there. But ladies and gentlemen, we are taking in all this information and we are definitely, definitely, definitely choosing to learn.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Tate Benny. Tate Benny, today's your day. Today is your day. We want to get as much information out of you as humanly possible because I think that many of us, when we hear the concept feminism, right? We visualize these naked ladies that are protesting and we visualize LGBTQ community. I think that we've had it wrong.
Yes, it's very wrong. Remember with everything,
mm-hmm.
every tendency, there's always, chance taking.
Mm-hmm.
Advance one's agenda,
mm-hmm.
or a group agenda, or a faction agenda,
mm-hmm.
was driven by people to advance their own cause.
Yeah.
Because when you talk of equality, even constitutionally, equality, others, they've got certain orientation, they say, yes, I also want my rights, equal rights. I also want my rights to do that. I want my right to smoke dafa.
Mm.
Because, yeah. I want my right to marry a dog.
No. No.
Yes.
No. No.
Well, he thinks yes.
Uh-huh.
As a researcher, somebody, as a journalist,
bestiology.
Understand what uh-huh. it means. Mm. Right to religion. Conservatives and only recognize these churches, current traditional churches.
Mm-hmm.
No traditional church.
Mm.
Just
a church.
Understand. Mm. There's no traditional church in Namibia.
Mm.
Where? Traditional church from where? From which?
From whose tradition?
Whose tradition?
Mm.
All churches come from one source.
Yeah.
They are all Catholic church.
Mm.
They are from Rome.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All of them.
Our condolences to the Pope, his family, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
So that's what happened. Kokoro Ungajo, you know what that proved?
Uh huh.
Ungajo is that, thing in the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Ferrero, Mahonju, Tonga, Gayan.
What do they call them? Leeches.
Yeah, those things.
Yeah, the ones that suck blood.
They penetrate your flesh.
Mm.
And I pull it out.
Mm.
So now, Kokoro Ngajiro Mahonju, you adopt, you welcome, you accept this democracy, but it comes with neoliberal democracy.
Yeah.
Which some philosophers advance the theory of the concept of equality.
Yeah.
Equal rights.
Mm.
Now, those equal rights, they mean almost, to some, they mean everything.
Mm.
To some, no, that's too far.
Mm.
Obviously, personally believe this must all be a limitation to everything.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand the same way there's a limitation to drink,
mm-hmm.
alcohol, limitation to driving, to speed,
mm-hmm.
limitation to indulge in everything.
Yeah.
Everything is dangerous.
Has a limitation because everything is dangerous.
Limitation to take medicine.
Yeah.
Overdose yourself.
Yeah, even antibiotics is only for 5 days, guys.
Yes,
yeah.
Limitation to everything. That's now philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking as a philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
Limitation to everything. Everything in excess, everything in extreme,
mm-hmm.
is dangerous.
Yes.
Even food that we eat.
Yeah.
We just eat.
Gluttony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, this, you cannot just do everything in excess.
Mm.
Everything to we in philosophy we say the truth is in the middle.
Mm.
That's why the word balance.
Yeah.
That's why you balance also
yin and yang.
In general, you balance the story because there are many truths.
Mm.
The truth that each one about his own truth.
Mm.
So that's how things are happening when you say you give people right to do what they want in their body. Someone mad want to sleep with a goat.
Mm.
If you look around, some people are marrying animals.
Yeah.
Some countries even allowed.
Yeah.
Because of that interpretation of somebody's right to experience what he wants to experience, to give pleasure with whatever he wants, as long as he does not do with you who don't want it.
Mm.
But it are also those who are observing it.
Yeah.
Because of the morality in a certain community. Remember, there are things that you do yourself, but then people say, oh, look at that one.
Yeah.
Ah, it's not acceptable into our, you know, philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the problem comes. That's where there will be a clash in society. It's an issue of belief.
Mm-hmm.
Even the religion. The religion itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true also.
Mm.
Because different between religion and spirituality. It's a bit different between God and the church.
Mm.
I developed a philosophy that I don't want to trust an institutionalized faith.
Mm. What is African spirituality?
No, I don't want to go into that one.
Must we pray to ancestors, to the rain, or...
Remember, God is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I even laugh when people say God above the up.
Yeah, in heaven.
Yes. No,
pevo puna satana. I rest my case.
What they use now of praying all the time so the angel can guide you, and I believe I'm a believer.
Mm-hmm.
God,
yeah,
in God only,
mm-hmm.
not church. Because what can I interpret that?
Yes,
because wherever there is an office, there's corruption.
Yeah,
because constitutionalized faith or institutionalized faith,
yeah,
bureaucratized faith. When faith on paper, I don't think it's in terms of bureaucracy.
Mm.
I'm not talking about the Bible.
Yeah.
So, although it's about contradictions, the Bible says that, the Bible says the other one.
Mm.
So we don't want to go into that one. But now we are talking about spirituality now.
Mm-hmm.
I said I don't care on it, but I'm being busy with it.
Yes.
We believe, for example, why do you believe in the saint? Saint Peter, Saint Bernard, and what?
Those are other people's ancestors.
You believe in the dead people.
ancestors.
The dead. Mm-hmm. Before ancient time, there was no constitution. There was a community, a leader, a king, who were the seer, mm-hmm. a seer who talked to the dead.
Mm.
When you violate the rules being warned, that will be punished by the dead. The dead are believed to come and take you away with death. And there was a seer, there was maybe, how can, I can't say which doctor.
There's a seer, there's a seer and a healer.
Yeah, yeah. And there was somebody who, an advisor to the king and to the council of elders in Africa.
Yeah.
And those council of elders are the one in charge of the community, being a tribe or a society.
Mm-hmm.
We said, and that seer communicate and warn the ruler.
Mm-hmm.
The gods, the ancestors, angry, hence behave because of this and this. It will happen. And it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
You behave, your behavior are guided, you know, by the fear of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's in political science, discussing the society, development of societies, in the communities.
Mm-hmm.
So that person is the one who talked to the king about the future, about the environment, about the behavior, about the rest, about the production.
Mm-hmm.
You can say this rain coming here, it will be a dry year, and it will.
Mm-hmm.
So those are ancestors. And I laugh when people said, Anua Nguasina Tungarikana and Koroya Abraham. Abraham.
But
Abraham
is somebody else's ancestor, that one.
Abraham is assigned to be in charge of his own nation.
Yeah, his own ancestors, his own lineage, his own people.
That nation is assigned its own Abraham.
Yeah,
I don't believe when you die now, you meet Abraham. Why don't you
God of Jacob?
Why don't you meet Marero?
Yeah,
who knows you?
Yes,
who can speak for you.
Mm.
I was at one funeral of a hero.
Mm-hmm.
A few minutes before that, woman from Castle Chevo. But on to Ramekro, Abraham. Then I said, "Listen here, this
guys."
We are doing connect. I said, this hero we are mourning here today, because she wished to hide weapons of war.
Yeah.
Look at for the plant fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And she captured a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And that gun was sent to her by Dino from Senioma. She said, even I said, tell Senioma to bring more weapons and more powerful weapons so the boys can beat the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Wandani.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, for example, for argument's sake, if this woman goes now to God and she's been asked, why did you carry weapon? Why did you carry weapon of death?
Mm.
And I said, Mandume is already there, and we said we're inspired by him. Dima Mambi is already there.
My dear.
The one was, but what if Dimo had been already been forgiven? Because that boy is there, and they explained that in Namibia, we were fighting a war. Yeah, that's why we commanded these people. It's only a commander who was commanding those guerrilla fighting, this woman, who can rescue her, who can speak for her, as a witness to testify that no...
The life that she lived.
Dear God,
mm-hmm.
this woman, she had. As I told you already when I came to heaven, I told you already, we were killing because people were killing us.
We're in war.
Not Abraham. That's not your cause.
Okay.
The only way God can listen to, okay, so your cause was just.
Yeah.
It's only narrated by the veterans who already gone.
Mm.
And when they go, they have already explained why they took up guns.
Mm.
And even
they will speak for you.
They speak for you, those who know you. Mm. Abraham is taking care of those Israelites while they are killing. They got nothing there.
And the Palestinians.
You go, they say, no, I don't know you. I never heard about you.
Is it you're from where? Africa?
No. You it's not. Because I'm going to China.
Yeah.
That's African spirituality. You know what happened? don't give me. I was actually reading a eulogy. I wrote it.
Uh-huh.
You know what happened? What after that, the king of Ondonga,
mm-hmm.
my brother,
mm-hmm.
friend came. I agree with Dr. Mongeni. Mosa. Mongeni said,
please, guys.
No, some hard to pop on to our side or hero.
God of Jacob.
But after we know her, that woman. Yeah?
She was on a mission. No, Kakuru Kalea Taya Tinga, which, you know.
And the person talk and go and
go,
but this person was not there.
So can it's okay.
I want Colas to come in, please. Because call you Abraham, guys.
Even your hair is different. Okay, so I think we have covered so much ground, and I think that you have definitely clarified a lot of things for us. And any last remarks, Tate Ben?
Well, we came from feminism,
mm-hmm.
And I always say things that are not usual. I know it. There's no female future, and there's no male
future.
I accept to say that it's a slogan.
Yeah.
So that encourage women.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Me, I always look at both sides. I said I mm-hmm. do philosophical conceptualism.
Balance.
It's only important
mm-hmm.
to say the future to me
mm-hmm.
in order to encourage women to say, okay, we have arrived.
Yes.
So other women can stand up.
Mm.
And also to tell men, to say, hey, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up.
Yeah.
We are not alone. That's the only reason that is acceptable to me. Otherwise, future is future.
But I think that one of the complications that have come is that when we are looking at the feminist movement from outsiders, right? It seems as though this feminist movement from a European's lens or a non-African's lens is the concept of
stamping all over the boy child and stamping all over the man to get to the top as if we don't need each other. But then when we look at feminism within an African context, or so I would like to believe, the feminist movement within an African context, it's said to be to achieve gender equality, but not subjecting men to torture and not stamping all over men. It's not anti-male, it is not anti-culture, it's not anti-religion. It is just about giving the female a chance on merit as well.
That's correct. As I said, two wrongs make a right.
Yeah.
Because if you do it, go to extreme,
mm-hmm.
you kill the boy child.
Yeah.
Because you are a female because there is a male.
Yes.
You cannot be a woman if there is no man.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
So, in this fight, if you may call it,
yeah.
we have to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Because discrimination against women is because of men,
mm-hmm.
the society.
Yeah.
Now, if you include men in this fight,
mm-hmm.
now what achieve?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, Tate Ben, when I look at the whole concept, especially with those that are screaming the future is female, right? The concept of the future is female excludes the men, but I know these females are going to get married to who? And what quality of men are they going to be with if the men are oppressed?
That's why that slogan, the future soon must be properly
evaluated.
Evaluated and mm. conceptualized.
Yeah.
The word.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the future is woman, where are the men going to remain?
Yeah.
Going there alone?
And even if they remain behind, does that then not cut off society as we know it, because a woman cannot procreate by herself? That means the family structure also dies with this future of femininity, or this future that is made up of females only. That means the family structure dies. That means the boy child dies. That means there is no male, but without a male, there is no society.
What will happen to the family?
Yes, what will happen to the family? Which is the one thing that we are thriving for, because that is the continuation of mankind.
And there's no healthy family, there's no healthy society.
Yes.
Because the family is the basic unit of society.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where you start. It starts from a family.
Mm.
Then from Mkunda.
Mm-hmm.
Then from Oshirongo, then from a region, then from there, the whole nation,
mm-hmm.
then from there,
SADC, then Africa, then continent, then world.
Family, the first country.
Yes.
That's the first government.
Mm-hmm. That's the first government. That's where you learn the basic rules of staying alive.
Life, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Please, greeting to the listeners, and I don't apologize. Sorry,
can I make dear? Can't take a call, Jab Rab.
Keep on talking up. I'm going to when I come back and I pass to Israel. I'm in Gango and anything. I don't know who I said. You got Kai. What if you are again to Tumane Kitango Mugator Mundan?
Katarashike on Mundana?
Kamoyo Munga?
Eh.
Go Queen and Gasan and Dandy Kucha, I'm an editor, I say a little bit, I want the story from the Kango.
May I tell you, Kucha, it's against my culture. No, I'll go and stand outside.
The culture came on the wrong man.
Man. No, but you must respect my culture. Yeah, it's my constitutional right, that one. Shasho, kwa akutua ya kuyuaka kurukadha noa, kono huyaku ya kutoro mongwa kwa kurukadhi.
And it means, a pesemba kwa ya puyaru, menzi ya puyaku kurukadhi, it's just a belief. Kakirikasho no, ito uru uru, akutu,
yeah.
Akutu, ito imongereka, no katiksa. So no prove it, and this.
Okay.
Not in the exchange with your own catechism.
Yeah. Yeah, you cannot go with your own book, your own Bible.
Yeah, no, the Bible is for all change. It's the same thing.
Eh.
We are no culture, eh, more company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to forget about that one. So she, you know, I think I was on a discussion on the radio, no, TV. Where one principle was forcing people to pray, some people don't pray. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? But where everybody agree, yes. Jesus' manner, do we all agree? That's why people pray for Kaizi Teko.
But isn't there something that follows you now culturally as a woman? Shawa ikone, or is it just K-textics that were there, not at the beni? Like kungavia ike kango jomango. Like what happens to you if you go there? Eh, will I die?
Yeah. Ondinanga e orama kumbuga. Depois a dupla forma gumbo que isso é no curimã onde é. Ondino está o mungu kali. O kuno magumbo anda e se a rocana é na curimã não na ukado. Sa change. The only thing that is permanent is change. Change in the way of thinking. Change in the way of looking at things. The way of outlook. Change. Because you discovered that it's just nonsense. As I said earlier, if it does not kill you, eat it. Some of the things, you know, you become horrible.
Lamba, lambia, liwa, kaka, dona, shasho, toka, rawa, lamba, lamba, ah,
san. Can you imagine?
Watila, ni ku lamba, lamba, san, ne? And where are you following them to?
There was a scientist who reduced his findings.
Yeah.
Oma Wungu.
Mm.
Shower there are so nutritional.
Mm-hmm.
Man of kucha or you take a ma of blown eggs. The tomb wungu or suike inkia teru katafika metamatic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you pay for issues.
Mm-hmm.
But 25 years ago there was an article in Nomagura can you talk about. Then later he pasi kaihe. You mentioned being talker, you know, she was talker. One, you know, brother was telling me, he called Beltek, which means the white thing.
Uh-huh.
Insect, the engine, the inner, even me talker, me punda, umbono, gaso, ma wungu, ne, me passi, passi, me pungambo, auhe.
Kakole.
Yes. Now, if we are name, when I mean, I tunguru, what you normally eat.
Yeah.
Market go mashakati mengi gandamba.
Yeah.
The toy ko South Korea undenda, no ko China.
Yeah.
Market tago ogafasa na no ga China.
The fasa na?
Ya kashuzi nyo afambera utarashina.
Eh no. Mbono yuvite ku ushike uzi nyo mbo. Mbono yuvite ku mbo.
Afasa na na wambo.
Eh.
Tondali na mkwaita umwe paya ko China. Ako pasiku. My colleagues, comrades. The angry one when they come on Kuchanoku and was study Kucha. The healthiest person at Chinese in November.
ngandito umothe mukuta no sashi ngandalo ngongiskora kwambo ngambo ha everything ngaspice otayo nyanyo tayo ndago taye ngeso taye mbunyango tayo magirio tayo mahajangario tayo magungu yo tayo
oka kole undongo oka talashi upuka
otu prana no rin mais ndo tokari no korane
Yes.
Kutano gri kondo gafuri kogeri foga fumando ukasho na goma ni nekasho.
Yeah.
Ngati tora kwani fara kon chayi na ni experiment. Do it this was no that's one of the that yeah atiru mbaya kuti number at that oh awo mbaya na mwa zingam. There's something you eat you don't. Tashi be hari muri wa njima njima ni nomani. Oh. Eh? Awo mbaya nje ukuta torge za simulonge you eat everything I mean everything.
Oh.
Njimatura poka tiposima do supeta sente tashide toko ta yuru mahups na tasana nyota yuru yaro. Now you may get disgusted and whatever but then are you not surprised why chains are so smart?
I've never seen a funeral of a Chinese.
Ah, kongo hayo njima nyama njima and concluding on my thing with the man, that's why I can why he's been our man.
Kapusa nanga eh. Wase pombeo.
Bori no nanga eh. Bani ko nanga eh. Muka lingala ni moja kasi na kwa. Kasi na. Tuvi te kunga si ogaro jani mbaya fara mwa shundi kumbi. Waimbi.
Waimbi shiri shiri. Thank you so much, Tate Benny.
Yeah,
it has been a pleasure having you here in studio with us.
Yes, next time I'll be in Windhoek and then we talk about nicely.
Oh, please, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Ewa, that's
good. Thank you.
Ciao. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That was the likes of Dr. Ben Munongeni, and we had quite a conversation. So, ladies and gentlemen, before we wrap up our show, initially, I have a clip that I would like for us to listen to, and then we can get another opinion or another perspective of feminism when it comes to the African context. Please stay tuned.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station. Ladies and gentlemen, the following clip is not the property of Eagle FM, and the clip is for illustration purposes only. It is for educational purposes only. We do not claim that we own this under any circumstances. But before that, I think we have a caller. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Demetri.
Good evening, love of the nation. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I'm better. I'm alive and kicking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I thank you very much.
And
before we proceed.
Yes.
Last night.
Yes.
I got an interesting dream.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that the matriarch received an award somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, it is not a joke.
I understand. It is exactly where I'm headed in my life.
Then I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I start to celebrate. Then after I realize that, oh, it means I have dreamed. I have dreamed, not.
I received, my dear. Yeah?
Yes,
maybe me and you, we shared the ancestor, my dear. My ancestor was probably telling Kucha, thank you so much. I receive.
Seriously?
I receive. There's nothing that can surprise me anymore in this life.
Even in the place where you got it, yes. I heard that I cannot reveal the place now.
Ne?
Yeah, I cannot reveal the name of the place now.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. How's the program?
My dear, the program is very nice. Thank you so much for coming to prophesy. Thank you so much for coming to bless me and sprinkle all these blessings on my head. I receive love of the nation. I receive. Thank you.
Just keep on waiting.
I will. Patiently. And working on my zazz.
Yeah.
And I'll write my speech already today. Yeah. I'd like to thank... I would like to thank my ancestors, and I would like to also thank Love of the Nation for prophesying this, you know, and dreaming about it and bringing it to my attention so that I keep doing better. Yes?
That is life how it should be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We are jumping into a clip. Have you been listening?
My dear.
Ewa, I understand. Ewa. Onduviteko, we are working on it. Ewa.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying, we as Eagle FM, as Eagle Media House, are under no circumstances taking ownership of this clip whatsoever. This clip is solely for educational purposes and to back our conversation up. This is a clip where we are going to listen to a bishop tell us about African feminism. You might know who he is, but let us dive into it slowly but surely, and we dive and we dive and we dive.
Initially, for women, are they just there to be escorting men? Isn't we fell into sin? And almost 60, if not 80%, before you speak about the present views on feminism, is to look at the background of women.
And this is Bishop Joshua Maponga, in case you guys know him. These are his views on African feminism. And maybe we should combine now our conversation and put it all together, and then we can see what we can get out of it. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. I'll be back after the clip.
In the African space, because the current feminism as we have it, it is a revolution rather than a lifestyle. It is a pushback from the patriarchal masculine energy. It's a response. It is a feedback of what the colonial system and religious system has allocated women to be. And I will always fall back and say the Bible is our first problem, because it presents women as an afterthought. God created man and what. Then the man was walking around and he was lonely. And God said, oops, let me try and make a woman for him so that he can support him. We don't find in the biblical text the presence of women becoming an intentional creation of God. And worse, when you begin to go through the Bible, you would then find that the Abrahamic faiths, that Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, have a fundamental problem with women, because all of them are not easy when it comes to women in the same room. So Eve appears in the Bible as the one who spoke with the snake, and this is the reason we fell into sin. And almost 60, if not 80% of the women that you find in the Bible, they are labeled as prostitutes, as harlots, as problem makers. I mean, from as early as Eve, you go to Sarai, you go to Hagar, you know, at the time you bump on Rahab, you bump on Mary Magdalene, you bump on, you know, it's Tamar and the rest of it. And it makes them footnotes in terms of the narrative, particularly on the Abrahamic faiths platform. So the present day woman has to find herself dealing with Islam, for example, that says when a good Muslim dies and he gets to heaven, oh wow, Allah will give you seven virgins. So even the concept of heaven itself, it is populated with the immorality of men and heaven becoming a reward. And how does God reward men? He rewards them with women. And so the question again, you need to ask Allah and ask God, what was the plan initially for women? Are they just there to be escorting men into their fantasies of sexual reproduction? Or as human beings, they have an intrinsic place to play. And I hope in the midst of this introduction, we will be able later on to begin to delve into the African form and sense of what women are like, were like, should be like, and their role in the community. But on an onset, my response to present feminism and feminine organization, it is that they are bringing what I might call toxic femininity, where it is the woman's individuality surviving, living away from men. As such, the main drivers of that agenda become single, divorced women who have had a bed share with women, with men, so to speak. So they think that the opposite of this should be feminism. I'm not here to promote feminism. I'm not here to promote masculinity. I'm here to talk about how men and women can live together in harmony. Because men by themselves cannot reproduce themselves. Women by themselves cannot reproduce themselves. It is a combination of the two. So even the girl child story, as it is being promoted, that we need more women there, more women there, take the girl child, take the girl child. Beautiful idea, because they are fixing the inequalities of the past. But if you spend 10 generations doing that, or even two generations, pumping this idea of women going on top, very nice. The women are now on top. Where are the husbands they must marry? They're back on the ground level. So we must come back again and now do the boy child to lift them up, to match up with the man. So it becomes a vicious cycle of repetition. For me, it takes one generation to bring up the boy child and the girl child in equality so that they grow together. They reach the same attainment of education and realization. They marry each other. And they could create a new society by themselves. But this whole far left idea of feminism coming in as a direct challenge of promoting women above men, they're again going to be creating an equality, which is unintentional. And some of the women say, we don't care. It has been happening with the men for the longest of time. It's our time now also to get on top and what and what. But you're creating a problem for the next generation. The best way of doing and dealing with feminism is to balance it up with masculinity, and boys and girls, men and women, husbands and wives must grow up, must live, must execute, must be respected, must work in an environment that respects both of them. So this speaks of policy, that you cannot employ a woman as a manager, you employ as a man as a manager, and the woman receives less salary than the man. Then again, there's disparity right there. And when some women assume corporate responsibilities and opportunities, They become worse than the men. Because you as a woman now being an HR director in an organization, why would you still uphold masculine policies? A woman must go on maternity leave for 3 months. And you know it very well as a mother, that you don't need 3 months. You need six. You need 1 year. Sweden has just passed on a beautiful policy where a woman gets 6 months, the husband gets 6 months. So at least for that 1 year when the child is born, the father has a maternity leave, the mother has a maternity leave. In the absence of one parent, the other one is available. These are the kind of policies that we need to start looking at and transforming them so that even the workplace can become user-friendly for the women. We understand fully well women have more problems and challenges than the men. When she goes through a cycle, when she is pregnant, and the kind of work that she can do, this equality does not mean sameness. I hope someone can get it clear there. Women can do what men can do. Yes, verbally speaking. But there are things that men can do. There are things that women can do. And to put both of them on a tower to be fixing electricity on top of a thing because I'm a woman, I can also climb the poles and I can also do what a man is doing. Yes, it's okay. You can do it in your youth and etc. But as we look at it in a holistic way, I don't think it is. We are matching physical structure with our emotionalism around feminism. So feminism must come with a sense of equality rather than a sense of superiority. And we can find ourselves in an equitable environment where there's mutual respect between men and women. And again, we must understand that cultures vary around the African continent. There are tribes in Africa where women choose their own husbands. And there are cultures in Africa where men don't own women. Women are free to choose their husbands, and women, children belong to the woman. The Eritrea and Ethiopia, even if you marry a woman, she does not change her surname. She maintains her own identity. But in the deeper south, where we are coming from, you will find that women actually are the ones who install the kings. It is a woman's business. The Rahadi, the aunties, the sisters of the husband or the sisters of the men are critical in terms of them driving the agenda even of royalty. And homes were run by women because men were at war. Men were in the bushes hunting, and sometimes they would come, sometimes they would not come back from war. So the whole estate of the African, particularly in the south, is centered around women. And women have that space. I might even step back a little bit. As the center of welfare, wealth, and procreation for the whole family, as represented in a kraal. And the kraal, that's where the cattle sleep, which is around wood or stone. And it is here that the ancestors are buried to be looking after the wealth of their own family. And as such, when you marry a young lady, you don't marry her to your house. You bring her to the kraal. She comes and she is born from here. Because before she arrived here, the parents where she's coming from, they took her to her own kraal at her mother's place. And then they told the ancestors there that we are now removing her from here. She no longer has a name from here. Her inheritance will be together with the place where these cows, remember we do dowry, where these cows have come from. So they strip her of her name. They strip her of everything. She remains nameless. By the time they woke up in the morning to the house of the family where she's going to get married, they must make an announcement. We have come from the family of so-and-so. We have brought your thing. Take note of that word. We have brought your thing. She's nameless. She's basically a blank check that we're bringing with you. The family opens up their gates and they would walk with her to the kraal. When they get to the kraal, they tell their ancestors in the kraal, those cows that left here and went here, they have come back. And then again, take note, we are not commodifying women. I want us maybe to dip into that. We have brought, those cows have come here into the kraal. So there are two types of women you find, the woman who is born from the family and the woman who is born from the kraal. The one who is born from the kraal is a gift from the ancestors, for she comes to reproduce us. The one born from the family, she will go away and build another family where she's going. So a woman is a gift from the ancestral world. in the African space. And remember when she was young, in her own mother's place, when she started doing her periods, then the family tells her, go to the crawl and go and get some cow dung. Then she goes there by herself, collects fresh cow dung, comes back to the house, and then cleans up the floor with mixing the cow dung with her blood. As it were to say, the wealth of the family, the security of the family, the history of this family is now mixed together with me. She begins to understand the value of the crawl. Hence in Zulu, when they even talk about the female genitalia, they call it inkomo, which means the cow. And you cannot tamper with my genitalia because you're tampering with my father's cows. You're tampering with the wealth of the family. And it is through this understanding that she comes in. She's born as a girl. She comes in as a maiden. She is oriented into the family by the aunties of the family. She becomes a mother. She becomes a wife. A few years later, she becomes the grandmother, the grand matriarch, who now sits with the history and the archive of the entire family, knowing how all these children were born and where they come from. She becomes a custodian. And then when you find any round heart, she's the high priest of the whole family, the one who is not coming from amongst us, but the one with us, and the one who gave birth to all of us. She's the one who represents us. So even in the what they call Umsamo, in the Zulu and Nguni spaces, we enter into that room. The priest in that room is the grand matriarch. The men will be sitting on the left, and the women will be sitting on the right. And right on the top front, that's what the grand matriarch is, the library of the whole family. And you cannot do anything in this household without consulting that grand matriarch. Therefore, women in African culture, deep in African culture before colonization, women did not marry the men. They married the estate. You don't marry the men. You marry the entire estate. Because all of this will become your responsibility as a woman. How people are going to be married in this house. How the affairs of this home are going to be run. As such, the female species, the women, occupied not only a spiritual role of the family, but they actually even occupy the commercial functions of the family. Because for cows to leave this house means the boys have gotten someone pregnant, someone has killed someone, and the cows must be going. And she is the custodian. Through moral education of her children, she's able to preserve her own crawl. And as such, women will be involved in educating the young girls on terms of the bead work, which is a book that will be coming up very shortly, which I'm working on, the cycle of life through the functions of the beads, how to show the young girl how to manage her cycle of periods from 7 days of bleeding, 7 days of drying up, 7 days of ovulation, 7 days of fertility, the 28 beads around her waistline in various colors, the green, the red, the orange, the white, and the green. And then that becomes our week, our month, you know, the 28 days, we're back to the Ethiopian calendar, away from the Gregorian calendar, that is 31 days. And with that calendar again, we're back to our four seasons, summer, autumn, winter, spring, a center of knowledge. There you are. So the woman actually contained and held together the entire knowledge, cosmology, knowledge, wealth, knowledge, spirituality, knowledge, education, wisdom, sharing with the next generation. And therefore, you look at the commercialization of Lobola, being, I paid so many cows, totally wrong. In the previous time, no boy would pay for cows for his wife. It is the father of the house who would then, with the grandmother, wife, pick up their cows and go and fetch a wife for you and bring it to you. Therefore, you cannot divorce that which you never paid for. So even if you wanted to get another wife and etc., this one that came in as the first wife through the crawl, she becomes the queen of the house. You can have another small little houses for your other wives and etc. But the role of women was integral, both for wars, both for cleansing, both for spirituality, agriculture, gathering of food. And my grandmother, I still remember, she brought me up. She would get to the bush there, and while she's walking around, pick up some herbs, pick up some other things and put it in her, and her small little cloth there when she's cooking, and put it on. She was a hospital. Woman was a full hospital. This was on maternity ward. I was born in my grandmother's hut behind the door there. And my grandmother's the one who welcomed me into this world. I've just managed to finish building that round of hell as a commemoration center, exactly my landing strip when I arrived in this world where I arrived. And I hope one day when I go, I want to go away from the same room. Women were our hospitals, our centers of strength, the protectors of our wealth base, and they were the sources of wisdom, education. Did these even DNA tests when a child is born? The grandmothers will be sitting in aunties and they go through the nails, they check the ears. And you wonder, these Africans doing this? No, don't undermine the grandmother. She slept with the grandfather. She changed diapers of the father. Now here is the grandchild. So how can I fail to see any similarities between my husband, who is your grandfather, my son, who is your father, and now you bring up a grandchild, and they can be able to look and compare knots, and they share these knots in the house, and they can make a noise, this is ours. If it is not ours, they would whisper to each other, and then tell the young maiden, oh, please, when you are feeding this child, do it from behind the house. Don't call surnames that we don't know. And so it was an intricate center of knowledge sharing. So if you should be asking the role of women, that's why you find in Swaziland, KwaZulu-Natal, and many kingdoms in the south, a king does not rule as a king if the queen mother is there, is not there. So it is always the king and his mother, the king and his sister, Rakhadi. And this for me creates the balance of power between feminine and masculine, even within our royalties. The women are not just women. Women are the center through which, if you had to use the biblical narrative, they are the center through which humanity comes into existence. That's why we still refer to the land as feminine, Mother Africa. The land is feminine, it's not masculine. And if the concept of the Bible is right, that God went into the ground to extract men, then maybe my concept is right, that the wife of God is land, because then God went into the ground to extract men. Therefore, the land itself is similar to women, because this is the fertile ground from where humanity lives. And if any man wants to see himself, then the only way a man can see himself is through a woman, because the woman will give birth to him. The woman will reproduce you. Therefore, to all the men out there, the woman that you sleep with is not your wife. The woman you sleep with is your mother, because she is able to reproduce you after your own kind. How then can women of the modern day become powerful? Women cannot become powerful until women have access to land, access to estate, access to property. Because if you want your boyfriend to make you pregnant, he must make you pregnant on his land, so that the children that you give birth to can inherit what was in him is now in you. It goes back into the ground. So the whole concept of loving a man more than loving his estate is misplaced hegemony, because then love affairs become at a personal level instead of becoming at an estate. Women build empires. Women build homes. Women build communities. And we cannot be talking about women empowerment if women don't have access to the very basic resource that gives them power. And that resource is estate. And the estate is that of land. And without land, you can never be a powerful woman in a building, in a flat, in a somewhere. Because if nothing that you're going to be living for, the day you lose your job, you lose the house, you lose the cars, and the children are back on the street. It is the ability of understanding the word umfazi, umfazi. That's Zulu. Umfazi. Umfa ekwazi. Wazi, knowing. Umfa, the one who dies. Umfazi, the one who decides where she's going to die. She has knowledge of what she's going to build, and she will die there. And therefore, when a woman wants to become powerful, you have to make that decision. Where am I going to die? And I'm going to die building what? What estate? What legacy am I going to build? Hence, when you even read throughout the entire Jewish history, which I studied for the longest of time, there's no particular man in the Bible mentioned who became powerful except that it was for their mother. who did that. Has the whole story of Jesus centers on Mary. You may even struggle to find Joseph in the whole New Testament, except at conception. Hey, Joseph, please, your wife is like this, like this. The rest of it, even at the death of the son, he's not there. Nowhere to be found. Even at the Eve talking to the snake, where was Adam? He was disappearing into the act. So women have actually been centers of transformation, even if you had to use that philosophical narrative of the Bible, centers of change and transformation. The trajectory of human living is found itself into the hands of women. Was it not of Mary, where would we be? What is not of Eve, where would we be? And what is not of Winnie Mandela, where would South Africa be? List goes on. And all these men that you are seeing walking around today, they didn't fall from the skies. They come between women, and women are the official door into this life. And the pillars of their legs give us the first official face of God. And the face of God is the face of the mother. She's the one who will tell you who is your father. She's the one who will tell you what is around you. And all these men breastfed on their mother's breasts. The question is, when they were breastfeeding, what were you telling them? Because after they finished breastfeeding, what do they become? Hence, I always become weary at a more naughty space. When I find modern day women calling their husbands, hi babes, and then they call their children, hi papa, and then they give their children plastic milk and their husbands are breastfeeding at night. The question is, who needs the breast milk? Is it the husband or is it the children? And maybe because these children are growing up with plastics in their mouths rather than holding their mother's breasts, they've become so impersonal, because through the process of breastfeeding, you are able to deal even with issues of gender-based violence, because it is here that the fragility of women works into the masculinity of men to remind them who they are. Walk around the town today, ask out of the 10 people you are going to meet, those who don't have their teeth, ask them how they lost them. They said something about someone's mother. Mention my mother while you are talking to me and curse and swear at her. The rest is history. Why? Because inside every man's heart, the first wife, first woman that I know is my mother. And that's irreplaceable. And I believe that if women were in positions of leadership, we'll have less wars. Because women are more loving. They're more caring. They're more protecting. Less militant, but more constructive. So the restoration of women for me, not only on land, but also on cultural ethics and morality and good and wisdom, and giving them that space of in Zulu, they even call them Jofukazi, which means the royal, the female royal, as it were. And when you find a man sitting on his chair as a king, he is not bigger than the one who is sitting on a smaller chair. Because the one on the smaller chair is closer to the ground. And what is in here will sit on the chair. So the king is not actually a king. He's keeping the chair for what the woman is carrying. The man is a servant. And I would say this loudly from the Hebrew mindset. The man is a servant. And if women can hear me this, please play this tape twice if you miss it. Play it again. There is no single man in the face of the earth, on the face of the earth, who is not happy to work for a woman, to provide for her, to look. It is intrinsically built in a man. Even a man gets lots of money and he has everything. Tell me one of the first things that comes into his mind. Where does he want to go? Get me a woman, please. Get me a woman somewhere. Let me have some woman sit next to me, and we can enjoy this thing together. It's undeniable that within the male species, their mothers have played that role. We can just replace them with our wives, but ultimately, men would live to make sure that the world of women is secure. And why must that world be secure? Because that's where the children are. And if a man cannot look after a woman, if a man cannot look after his mother, a man cannot look after land. Hence, I always say in all my videos, every man must have two wives, Because one wife is not good enough. The first wife is land. And the second wife is the one who makes children for you. And if you cannot make the land pregnant, it's illegal for you to make a woman pregnant. Because when you make a woman pregnant and you don't have land, what are they going to eat? What are they going to drink? Therefore, we must teach our young men to love the land more and fight for the land more than fighting for women. Because the real inheritance that we have is the source of production. What is the role of men? The role of men is to pick up sticks and stand around the land to protect it. It is the role of women to make sure that our children inherit what she is carrying. So the role of men is to be a partner to the woman and protect the estate from other predators that can destroy the inheritance for the children. Because women may not be too strong to look after this estate. It is the duty of a man to walk around with a knob carry and a stick to make sure any thug or animal or human being who wants to tamper with the African continent and land should be kept away from our land as far as possible. Because when we lose this piece of land, we no longer have a reason to reproduce children into the zone of poverty. So men are there as protectors, not of themselves, but protectors of women, particularly the vulnerable, the children, the women, and the disabled. It's the responsibility of every man to carry a knob carry and put it on the head of anyone who wants to tamper around with our estate. We've already passed that bus stop because in the midst of colonization and disenfranchising of the African men, the conversion of kings into employees, the creation of the colonial system into labor, into workers, destroyed the very core which kept the families together. And hence, even if you look at all the wars in Africa, we're not fighting for democracy, madam. We're fighting for land. That's all. Full stop. We didn't go to war to come back with a book called Democracy. We went to war because we wanted land. And it's amazing that even after independence, we still don't have land in our hands. So it went wrong when people lost, number one, their identity. Two, the estate and the community that gave them identity. Now we're living in towns, as neighbors. Even if I can ask you right now, who lives across the road? Who lives that side? Who lives that side? Who lives on the east and who lives on the west? You'll be lucky if you can identify two of your neighbors. Even if you meet each other in the shops, you pass each other. The only day you know your neighbors is when there's a funeral here. And then the neighbors would also say, we see lots of cars there. What has happened? No, someone has passed away. In some cases, people have introduced each other during funerals like that. So we've lost sense of community, sense of camaraderie, where when there's a wedding, and you know, of olden days, people pick up a kudu horn, humpu, humpu, in the whole community, you know, and we know that there is beer that has been cooked on that side. Or we are being called to come to the palace to go and plow. Or it's a call to go for war. Or it's a call to go for harvesting, and etc. And when these horns are heard and drums are heard in the community, you don't need an invitation. That is our cell phone. That is our cell phone. The drum was our cell phone. Bink, 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 bink. And the whole vibration in the community tells you there's something that is happening there. The community gathers together. The hierarchies and places, each one takes their place. The drummers are over there. The dancers are over there. The mothers are over there. The fathers are over there. And we all celebrate together in the rhythm of the drum. There is African spirituality right there. The dead wood of the past and the dead skin of the animal that has gone away. As they are put together and they are hit, there is a vibration in the hollow space of the drum. The community mixes its sweat and dust. And the ambience and vibration of the community is lifted. Noises and sounds are blocked away from our ears as we begin to migrate, all of us, towards a common goal of what gathers us together as a community. It is right there that everyone knows their place. Children know where they belong. Women know where they belong. Husbands know where they belong. And every one of us participate in this ritual of community symbiosis. This is what we lost. To eat together in one big pot, each one taking a piece. To drink together from one calabash, each one taking a sip. to call relatives together when we're getting married. What do you think, auntie? Auntie says, what do you think? What do you think, grandma? Grandma says, what do you think? What do you think, uncle? Uncle says, well, what do you think, nephew? What do you think, cousin? Should we give our sister to this family? Do we know them? Can we trust them? Oh, please wait a minute. Let's go do a further investigation. Then the family would send some people. Go and look for their grandfather's graves. We can't give our child to another tribe when we don't know their father's graves. Why do you want to know the graves? Because if we don't know what killed them, it will kill her also. This for me was the center of knowledge, interaction, communication, and sharing. You're asking me what we lost? We lost everything. We lost everything. We remained as hollow pipes of coconuts, brown on the outside and white on the inside. Our software is no longer African. We are now white people in black skins, as Franz Fanon once said, you know, black masks, you know, we're just masks of black people. But then look at how we think and how we process our things. We've all become colonial. What did we lose? We lost everything. We lost our identity. What did we lose? We lost everything. We lost our spirituality. What did we lose? We lost everything. We lost our women. We lost our mothers. We lost our sisters. What do we have now? We have girlfriends. What do we have now? We have baby mamas. What do we have now? We have slay queens. What do we have now? We have pretty girls with round cheeks and round bums from China. What do we have now? We have powdered faces. We no longer have the strength of women. As they say in South Africa, imbokodo. First imbokodo. The strong stones where we could sharpen our stone, our spears on. And the stone itself never gets finished. That is the road. That's what they call a woman in South Africa. Imbokodo. That hard stone. You bring an axe and you wipe it on top of that thing and you would finish up your axe and the stone still remains here. That's the strength that we have lost in this artificial women that are now being born with long nails. They can't even wash their own panties, you know, with long earrings. They can't even hear the voices of the ancestors. With round, beautiful faces, we wonder the quality of their hearts. What did we lose? We lost everything. They are now giving birth to things. I can't even call them children. They are giving birth to things that they don't know. Amazing. A woman in this generation who does not even know who the father of the child is. She does not know. The women we now have, I call them the oops women. Oops. Oops what? I missed my periods. Oops. Like children are a mistake of reproduction and recreation. What did we lose? We lost the timetable. We lost cosmology. We lost our mothers. We lost wisdom. We lost the connection. We have cell phones, but there's no signal. What did we lose? We lost everything. How do the women go back to finding themselves? How do the youth go back to finding themselves? How do the men go back to finding themselves? How do governments go back to finding themselves? How does culture go back to find itself? How does business go back to find itself? It's one big question of the migration of the mind. How and what do we do when we discover we've gone so far, and yet what is most important, we left it so far behind? Having worked in the religious space prior, allow me to indulge you in a small little theological discourse. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Joseph, they go to get counted in a city. The boy is 12 years old. And in the end of the ceremonies, they started off to go back home to Bethlehem. And they walked for 3 days. And the passage says, they thought that he was in their midst. They saw the kids playing. They thought he was there. They ate the food. They slept. They walked. They slept. They ate this. And on the third day, Mary says, no man, I love the mother. My boy, I've not seen him. I can see other kids, but I'm not seeing my boy. Then she did an intentional investigation to look if the boy was amongst the rest of them. The story tells us he was not there. Now here is Mary and here is Joseph. The whole group of people they came with, their children can be accounted for. And they are going to continue their journey. I'm talking about Africans working together with other communities, the Indians, the Chinese, the white people, the Russians, Portuguese, Italians. We've been working together. But as Africans, we need to ask ourselves, where is our child? Where is it? The painful part is that Mary and Joseph had to turn around and walk back for 3 days. Back to Bethlehem. They looked for him everywhere. They finally found him in the temple. I'm not interested in making you a Christian, but I want you to pick up the story in its mythical form. There are times in life when you go so far in one direction, and one day you reach a moment where you discover that either I continue without it, but if it is important, I might as well stop right here. Retrace my steps, every step which led me this way. I need to move back that way. Collect that which is important. Maybe the journey will be better with that which I love next to me. How do we go back? It's an embarrassing statement to tell the Africans, go back to indigenous food. Go back to original hairstyles. Go back to indigenous governance. Go back to indigenous entertainment. Go back to rites of passages for young girls and young boys. Go back and find yourself. Go back. Go back there. It's embarrassing because the other nations seem to be progressing. They seem to be moving into their civilization. They are not talking about AI. We're not talking about flying. Hey, but nothing funny about AI. We've been doing AI for the longest of time. My grandfather would go to a stone and speak to it and say to his son, who was 300-400 kilometers away from town, hey, it's high time you come back home, my son. Wherever the son was, he would hear him. By weekend, you'll be back home. I miss those AI days where grandmothers would be sitting under a tree and they see a young girl coming 1 kilometer away and they look at each other and say, that one is pregnant. With no tests whatsoever. They could just look. And they knew. The time when our aunties would be sitting around the house, look around, chickens fighting, and they can tell, oops, some visitors are coming, please. Start preparing the pots, and etc. There's a time when my grandfather would be telling me, this year we're going to harvest. We're going to have lots of rain this year. It's going to be very cold. It's going to be what? So in terms of knowledge systems, the question is, how did they tap into the spiritual realm to get these downloads that afforded them help? So while the other nations seem like they are creating more gadgets, the Khoisan man is far much more advanced. I wrote a paper the other day entitled The Eighth Industrial Revolution. And that industrial revolution is where, again, man is living in harmony with nature. And trees can talk to him. Herbs can talk to him. The wind can whisper to him. The clouds bring him a message. And life in its own essence is far much more technological without having gadgets and systems. And maybe this is the real AI they are looking for, where the human body is now fully charged to be able to communicate with the spiritual realm and function as normal. That's where our forefathers used to be. And that's not uncivilization. That is the highest form of civilization, where shamans, where magicians, where witches and witch doctors, paranormal things constantly happen. That is what we call chemistry. From Kemet, our ancient knowledge systems of the Egyptian empires and the building of the Great Zimbabwe and the rest of the African continent. So how do we go back there? Let's retrace our steps one step at a time and find exactly where did we lose it? Where did we lose it? And walk back there and pick up these things. That's why I use this funny name sometimes and people don't understand. When I say, I'm the watcher from the future, living with you in the present. with solutions from the past. There must be a deliberate walk to the past, to pick up the technology of the past and combine them with the ambitions of the future, and then make decisions in the present. This whole thing of heads of families and stuff, it's a new phenomenon which comes with religion. And because you cannot tell me that you're head of the family, yet you don't even know how many cups you have in the house. You don't even know how many curtains are in the house. It's a woman who knows. You don't even know what you're going to be eating for the day. And you call yourself the head of the house. It's a rather interesting theological conversation we can have another day. But my appeal to the young ladies, I would start off by saying, respect your culture. And for a young lady, I don't want to mix my words, sit down with your grandmothers and your aunties. The first thing you need to do, go and master your beads. Master your beads from an early age. Understand your time. Understand your cosmology. Own your sexuality. And you looking at understanding your beads, I've already given you solutions to many problems. I've given you your sexual health. I've given you your physical health. When you're getting fatter, you're getting thinner, your beads will tell you that you're getting more weight, young lady. Slim back. If you want to mama, you can extend it, but it becomes your gauge around your waistline. And for these 4 weeks, with no swallowing of any contraception, I'm bleeding, I'm drying up, I'm good for sex, I'm now fertile, I'll get pregnant. So women only needed their men for 1 week in a month. Technically speaking, polygamy was not an issue at all, because women were sitting in control of their sexuality. They would decide when to invite a man, and they would decide when they did not want a man. So this whole ideologies of men being heads of families, it's a rather new phenomenon that we have to start dealing with. And the young ladies of our present day, without them suffocating themselves with too much theology, they may want to retrace their steps and reaffirm who they are as their genuine, legitimate custodians of life. And I wish more women could join in the battle against technology, because ultimately it is the woman's right of reproduction that science is tampering with in terms of test tube babies, which are now coming very fast to replace the womb, where we just want to harvest, we take it over there, it can grow without you. And women have slowly but surely been flushed out of the system. We'll reach a time within the next 10, 15 years, if not earlier, where being pregnant will be a luxury, because machines can do that. When that day happens, maybe let's come back and have this conversation. What is the role of women? What is the function of women? It is some of these menial tasks that puts the family together, which we may undermine and undervalue. Like saying a woman must look after food section. No, inequality. A man can also cook. But he can cook. But does the man understand the diet? Does he have the knowledge of the balanced diet? The green foods, the red foods, the yellow foods, and etc. Would he know how to treat us through the plate? Or is he just an educated chef from town who knows how to mix lasagna and cook some spaghetti, and that's all that is done? I mean, look at you right now giving me some gingers to drink and etc. Does the man have that sensitivity of healing in him, so that when he's preparing the foods in seasons, to, and again, it's already on your waistline, remember. You have your summers, your autumns, your winters, and your springs. And your knowing your cosmology helps you to understand your anatomy, helps you to understand your diet, and helps you understand even the way you're going to be functioning. Yes, equality, equal rights, cook today, I cook tomorrow. You can do that at the cosmetic section, but there are some roles which cannot be shared that easily. A mother can tell that my child now needs a diaper change. My child is now thirsty. My mother can tell, even if I'm 1,000 kilometers away, that I'm not okay. And she'll give me a call. Are you right? Said, can a man do that? No. We'll check him when he arrives. That's my father. Don't worry. He's a grown-up boy. We'll see when he comes back. So that sensitivity for me can never be put in the group of equal rights. We don't feel the same. We don't breathe the same. We're not spiritually the same. If someone is struggling there, a mother feels it. Something cuts on their belly. A man can't. We don't even have that emotion. We don't feel it. So to ask for equality, I think it's rather cosmetic. Because ultimately, the fundamental levels of human existence, women are much more human than men. Men are capable of going to war to kill each other for the life of me. I don't think women can do that. So we cannot be talking about equality and sharing of services and functions as if we have the same emotional attention. Ask a man to go and change a diaper, he will change a diaper. Ask a woman to go and change a diaper, she will notice the rush. She will notice the pimple. She will look for Vaseline. She will look for this. She will fix. And when you see them, both of them with changed diapers, you might think that they are the same. No, they're not the same. The mother has gone a step further to do other things. And these are the things that we cannot take for granted in the midst of us trying to look for this equality. Equality story. It's hopeless. It's a hopeless endeavor trying to make men women and trying to make women men. It will never happen in 1,000 years. It is what it is because it is drafted like that in terms of our DNA. And anyone who tries to separate and split that into anything else will end up with pieces in their hands because the culture has given us women as the greatest gift through which humanity is preserved. And I think they must be protected in that light.
Wow. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yo. that was a lot to digest. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue again with our conversation tomorrow. But from me, the matriarch, I bid you guys farewell. I love you guys forever and a day. You are important to me. And just for clarity's sake, ladies and gentlemen, Eagle Media House does not claim ownership of the clip that we have played. It was strictly for educational purposes and it was strictly for the conversation that we have had. Ladies and gentlemen, from me, the matriarch, I bid you farewell. Ciao, ciao. Au revoir. Nashi cheke ongura.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The business and economic segment with me, Nino Meno Erastus, Kanjokan Kwanyoka, or Call on the Finest, Monday to Friday, only on Eagle FM, the Eye.